Hey guys, it's me, Bean, from this show. Anyway, I thought it was about time that we made a new disclaimer. New season, new lineup, new attitude, etc., etc. And I thought it'd be a good time to sit here ear to ear and, or is it mouth to ear or ear to, anyway, kind of explain, especially if you're new to our show, what you're about to get into. For the most part, the show is just me and the guys talking news, cutting jokes, telling stories, bits, parodies, that kind of thing. And every once in a while, we may say something that you don't like or may find offensive. Most of the time, probably because of Frank. Believe me, it's going to happen, but it wasn't on purpose. Except for when it is, but it isn't on purpose for the reasons you think it is. My point is, the show is entertainment. And everything we do is meant to be taken as comedy, entertainment, and humor, and fun. Yes, even Superbad's emotional breakdowns, or Engineer Tyler's sudden random lack of engineering. I guess my point is, if you find it's something you don't like, turn it off. Yep, that's it. Turn it off. Or write a really strongly creative, hateful email so that I can read it on air. Anyway, thanks for listening. Enjoy the show, and you're welcome.
Now back to the greatest show no one knows about.
I agree.
This is the BS Show. You're welcome.
Tell you all these motherfucking jokes I got, man. First, I'm gonna start off like this. Hey, help me sing it, homeboy. Come on.
Say Coke 45 and two zigzags. Baby, that's all we need. We can go to the park after dark, smoke that tumbleweed. As the marijuana burn, we can take our turn singing them dirty rap songs. Stop and hit the ball like Cheech and Chong. It still takes from here to Hong Kong. So roll, roll, roll my joint. Pick out the seeds and stems. Feeling high as hell, blind through palm bells. Skating on Dayton Rim.
Happy Friday, or whatever day it is in your universe. It is the Bean and Superbad Show.
Nice. That was the Crushwell National Anthem, I think, that we were just playing there by Afro Man.
I think it might be. I was trying to set the tone.
It's a classic.
I want everybody the week we've all had. I think we all just need to be happy and relaxed and enjoy the show. It's Engineer Tyler, or should I say, new lead singer of Iron Maiden.
Iron Maiden.
AKA Weezer.
Iron Maiden.
That's amazing. nice.
We'll get to that. Yeah. But yeah, we got a Tyler bit tonight. Today.
Have a good.
This morning? Whenever you're listening.
Tonight?
The afternoon.
Whenever it might be.
People could be listening in the middle of the night. They could be on the other side of the world right now and premiering, and it's like. His sun's going down.
That's
you know?
True. Six in the morning Eastern, you know, could be, what is that? In like England, it's already like 11.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like
we're afternoon drive in the UK.
Right. Like in Germany. Yeah. Like in Germany, what is it? Like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. Yeah.
Yeah.
In the afternoon. Yeah.
Yeah. Grab your tea and crumpets. Germany, your work day is almost over. It's almost the weekend. America, good morning.
You. Bring her home.
Unless you're in the other coast, in which case, good early morning. You're up early. Wow, look at you on your way to start your day pretty
look at
early.
You.
What
yeah,
is it like? 3 a.m.? 5 a.m.?
Way to pat yourself on the back there.
I'm calling you out,
yeah,
bro.
Wave.
Sitting in your car, listening to the show.
Got a
tea. Staring around.
Yeah, look at that guy on the sidewalk there. What's he doing? Yeah.
He has a scone and he's listening to the BS show.
The British guy's got a scone, yeah. Or
crumpet. It's a crumpet, Frank. They do the crumpets. Remember, that's the thing.
They do scones as well, though, don't they?
A scone. We've adopted the scone, though. Everybody in America thinks scones are like fancy. It's just a cookie. Get over yourself. Anyway,
like a hard cookie, right?
It's like a muffin cookie.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it is a muffin cookie.
A schmookie.
A mookie?
A schmookie.
A cuffin.
Schmuffin?
A smuffin?
think a schmuffin.
Okay. Yeah, they're hard muffins. Let's move on.
Anyway.
See, when we try to do it, yeah, when we try to do it, he's like, all right,
I want food. That's you can't taunt me with a meal and then not.
I want an overdone.
If you were like,
muffin.
Oh, we're gonna do this scone bit, and then scones were brought out, I'd be like,
oh, you would have been eating scones already before the bit, yeah,
yeah. I would have been like, heck yeah.
Like, yeah, let's talk about them. I love them.
I love scones.
Love scones. Sponsored by scones.
We're recording earlier. We were doing a CTS thing, and we were moving some equipment around, and I'm talking to Superbad, and I was like, man, that pub sub, and I'm talking about a pub sub. And by, like, the end of the conversation, we're both like, I'm going to go to Publix. That's pretty much what was happening with the scone, so that's why I think he's, like, not again.
Yeah, I'm fiending. I didn't get a pub sub. I did not get
I didn't either. I had, like, 9 things go sideways, and I didn't get a pub sub.
Today might be the day. Today might be the day. Welcome, guys. It's week 6. I'm excited. I really,
7.
Honestly,
well, episode 7.
Sorry.
Oh, is this 7?
I don't want to do
week 6, episode 7. Yes.
I don't want to do any other show or any other show things except for Tyler's parody. So let's, you know, fast forward through everything you had planned and get to that. You know,
we're doing an eight minute deal today.
Yeah. We're coming at you with a 20-minute or. For
the,
today's
calling these the microcasts BS.
For today's
those new microcasts.
Stop and go.
What'd we all get there up to for Halloween? What'd we all get up to for Halloween? Oh, yeah. Did you all watch the bit we did? Did you guys watch?
Yes.
BSPN.
By the way, go check that out right now. It's up. It's the episode before this one. That's why I said this is episode 7.
Because that counts.
That counts.
100% counts. Yeah.
Oh, it counts. We put on special audio for the Gourd Gauntlet. So
yes.
We had to.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, my kids watched it today. They was like, is that you, Daddy? I was like, yeah. He's like, oh, I could tell. Cause
I don't know, maybe.
Because of the gorilla on the back of your leg. The whole walking out part in the very beginning.
Did you do the, is that me? OJ looks like me.
I didn't say anything. I just let them watch it. And they was, Jayla was like, is that you, Daddy? I was
maybe.
She's like, I could tell from the gorilla on the back of your leg. I didn't even think you could see that because it's on my right leg, and the shot was from my left leg.
I didn't even notice it. Yeah.
I mean, I guess three white legs and a black leg. I mean, mine.
Yeah.
Could be
I mean
that.
That well, man, glad you brought that up.
Jesus.
You didn't want to say it.
No, I mean it was just like.
I just wanted to
which
know
one
like,
could
if your what your kids dressed up as and like if they got a bunch of candy.
My
true.
I didn't know it was
my
going.
Daughter. My daughter decided to go because it's one of her last years because she's turning 17 and she's
she's doing a Tina a la Bob's Burgers, huh? She's getting
pretty
one
much
last Halloween in, huh?
Well, her plans got canceled last minute, so she's like, I should go, and you know, my brothers will be happy, and they were like ecstatic. So she was just like she was a pirate, like a lady pirate.
Okay,
I'm trying to get her to watch Our Flag Means
Death. Our Flag Means
Death. I'm like hyping her up.
Yeah.
and both the boys were Five Nights at Freddy's. One was Freddy Fazbear, and one was the Fox.
It's Mania. It's
mine
Five Nights
was,
Mania.
I think King was, I found he was Scorpion from Mortal Kombat.
Okay.
All right.
And
damn.
Jayla was
also
a ring girl.
A pirate.
Ring girl.
Yeah.
No, a ring girl. a ringleader, like from the circus, but she was a dead one or something like that.
Oh, okay.
That's
cool.
Very different from a ring girl. Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean.
A zombie greatest showwoman.
What do you call the one ringmaster?
Ringmaster is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
ringmaster.
Like Hugh Jackman. Right.
Whoever.
Like
Hugh
Jackman
is.
And Greatest Showman.
Yeah.
Did she have a top hat?
We all have seen that movie.
Never again.
I want to like film Frank Watt hat and force him to watch fucking like the like movies he
the
would
greatest
never watch.
Showman.
It's pretty
the
good.
The Greatest Showman is
it's
probably the best musical that's ever been written because it's actually a coherent story and there's music. It's
Hugh
not
Jackman
just like,
got
hey, let's have some songs.
So,
yeah. Hugh Jackman and Zac Efron or whatever.
Yeah.
Wait, did you see the new movie that Zac Efron's in? You see how jacked he is and how old he looks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What wrestling crew is that supposed to be? If it's based off a true story, like what's his name?
He's portraying Andre the Giant.
Are they? No, it's no. It's brothers. They're brothers. So I'm like, what brother?
I'm trying to remember.
Are they trying to portray? But he looks so much older, and he looks jacked as shit.
Yeah, he got shredded for the movie.
Super growth. Yeah, he's got to be on growth.
But
there's no way
movies like prior movies before this, he's been bulking up. It's like
he's been like ripped and stuff, but he's never been like.
That movie with the him and his granddad or something like that, and they out and I don't know the name of it.
Oh, with Robert De Niro.
I think so. That was when I first
Dirty
realized.
Grandpa or whatever.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, something like that. I think that was the first time I noticed he was bulking up then.
And he was in Baywatch. There he is, shredded again. See, shredded and Baywatch. In this new movie, I believe that's defined as yoked. I believe
yoked.
He's like, he's triple Baywatch ripped.
No neck. And he's hairy. He looks old. I don't think. How old is he? He's not that old, is he?
He's between, I think he's your age or my age, somewhere in there.
Well, he was like 30 in High School Musical, so.
Was he?
He's 87 was when he was born.
Oh, so he's the
same age. 87. Wow, he looks good for his age.
In 87. He looks great. That movie, he's playing Kevin Von Erich in the Iron Claw. It's called the Iron Claw. So, yeah.
I think that's an A24 movie, if I'm not mistaken.
Is that the name of the wrestling group? Like.
Iron Claw, true story
of the inseparable Von Erich brothers.
Maybe that's his special move.
I don't remember them. I used to watch wrestling Iron Claw when I was younger, but I don't remember them. Like which?
It was the early '80s. Me and you weren't quite around yet when they were.
You guys wrestling fans? Did you guys dress up for Halloween?
Oh yeah.
No.
I did. Yes.
Oh, Bean did. Frank, you didn't. Hold on, before we get to you, Bean, you didn't. No, you didn't even throw on like your grumpy jersey and like.
Nah, I was under the weather. So no,
that's true. He's right.
You're right.
But I did have a plan, though. Diesel had his.
What were? Yeah. Yeah.
He had his Army Fatigue vest on that has his name on it. He had his choker collar that's got spikes sticking off of it, and then I was gonna wear my vest. I got an Army Fatigue vest that a guy gave me. A digi. It's a legit like digi that was issued some years back.
Okay.
That and I was gonna walk around with the paintball gun, but then I got kind of iffy. But like, you know what? This neighborhood and
maybe just grab like a Nerf gun.
I was like, I don't think I should put the CO2. I don't have any.
Well, if you put like the orange cap on the end of it,
the one that we used, it has a silencer cap that goes over that black barrel, so it looks when you put the silencer on it, it does look like it's a toy.
Okay, that's good.
Okay.
And I just said, you know what? I'm just going to leave it at home. I've left it in the bag.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to.
Yeah, that's probably.
That's better safe than.
But I got, like I said, I was under the weather, so that never happened. But it's all good.
Bummer.
So
yeah.
I'm a super nerd. So I went as James Gunn, the writer-director of Guardians of the Galaxy and the DC, because I get told I look like him. So yeah.
if you white up your hair, you're a dead ringer.
So,
did you see the video of the kid that dressed up like the Miami Dolphins coach and he did the run out and everything?
No, actually, that was a suggested to me after, and I'm like, I'll do it next year. I will. I'll Miami Dolphins coach it next
year. He was dressed, I got you guys. He had the hoodie on and the glasses and the mic on his head. And he's, you know, that one scene when he's running down the field when the coach is running? The kid does it exact. He does the exact thing. I'm like, oh my God.
See, perfect. I'm wondering. I don't know. Have I told the story on this show about how I got mistaken in a Publix for the Miami Dolphins coach?
I don't think the coach now, like the newest coach.
Yes,
like
the current coach, because someone legitimately thought that I was because we have the same glasses when I wear glasses, similar haircut. the guy wears headphones half the time. It's just the funniest thing, and I look. He's got like a blue hoodie with his headphones and glasses, and it's like, what?
Yeah, you thought you were getting recognized for the show, and they thought you were the coach for the Miami Dolphins.
No, I'll never forget. He was like a bagger. He walks over and he's like, "No, you're not." And I was like, "The Miami Dolphins coach," and he's like, "Okay, all right. You just look so much like him." I was like, "Thanks, man."
You should like, own just, that. I don't need to be you mean. Should tell everybody you're the coach for the Miami Dolphins.
I got confused. Like one.
At least it
wall.
Wasn't one of those like, yeah, that is me, and you sign like Bean, and they're
I've
like,
had that happen.
Who the fuck is
times.
No?
I've been in the bar. I've been in Tampa Mall, like their big mall or whatever. And me and my kid's mom was walking, and we was walking past like the Tesla store or some shit. We was walking past something. And a guy literally ran from out his store and ran in front of me and like tried to stop me. He was like, oh shit, bro, I swear I thought you was Wiz Khalifa and Amber Rose walking out. I was like, nah, bro, but I appreciate it.
That's a hate crime, I think.
I mean, nah, not really. I mean, Wiz Khalifa, Amber Rose at the time.
I don't think Frank takes that personally. Yeah,
nah,
like,
I don't. I mean, it ain't the first time I'd have been called
that. The
fact
that he ran out of the store to come and stop you because he thought
He thought I was somebody, yeah. Because we were in Tampa Mall and Bucks and all this
other
stuff.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Pittsburgh Steelers was playing, I think, that week or something like that. So, and then that's the really other time funny. We was...
Dude's over there crunching numbers in the middle of the stories like it all adds up. That has to be Wiz.
It's got to be Wiz.
Fucking runs out.
Oh, man, he had his phone out and everything. Like, he was getting ready to get a pit. Like, nah, brother. Because my baby's mom at the time, she had no hair like Amber Rose did. Like, you know, her hair was cut bald.
Yeah.
And I had the dreads, so... Walking past and not thinking, you would probably think
just like
that
a
was
side
us.
Glance. Yeah, right. Totally. Dude's checking concert tickets. He's like, he's in town. Fucking.
One time I was in. You're his brother, Frank Khalifa.
Sarasota. Frizz I did Khalifa. That. I did that. Frizz I was in Sarasota Khalifa. At the Gator. Was it the Gator? And somebody, he's like, yo, dude, I know you from somewhere. Where I know you from? I was like, I don't know, man. He was like, no, nah, I've seen you on TV or something. I'm like, all right, man. Wiz Khalifa is my brother, and you know he's doing a show here. Blah blah blah. And
that's
like, keep
perfect.
It down.
That's what you.
I
said.
Was like, keep. I was like, just keep it down. Keep it down. He was like, I knew it. I knew you from somewhere. I knew it. I was like, man, shut up, man. Like, it was like a bunch of
you
people.
You could have been like DL. You got to say,
Frank, you could have got that guy to drive. You could have been like, all right, hey man, there's this after party out in Miami. I'm gonna give you the address, but don't tell anybody. You could have got that guy to drive 80 miles out into the middle of nowhere.
Only one out there.
Make sure you film it and then post it and tag Wiz Khalifa
on
Instagram, so he knows you're there, and then the party will start. Frank's trying. Imagine trying to get through that with a straight face because you know you're sending a dude fucking 100 plus miles
just,
out of the
just
way.
Just trying to tell him, just having him, like, just talking to him in person, and he's thinking I'm someone else. I just had to, you know how I can just ramble on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so, yeah.
He's
oh,
having a private party in Atlanta.
We're down here for some. I was like, yeah, we're down here for a little bit, blah, 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 but don't say nothing, man. I mean, it was,
yeah,
you,
send
you know
to
how the
hotel.
Gator is
you
upstairs.
Him, yeah.
It's like packed
yeah, you send
up
him
there,
to
so.
Like the Siesta Key, like the Hyatt. You go, hey man, go to the top floor. Right, you don't want to go to like
buy a few drinks you know, and I'll be up there later.
Yeah, yeah.
Just buy some drinks and just set them down at the bar and say, give these to Frank. Yeah. And then
who?
And then you're ready and then just walk away, get in your car and go home. And then yeah. Trust me, never trust me.
Frank,
summer's the
Frank
best time
you,
to do stuff like that though.
Frank gave you a Star-Lord. He goes, who?
Who?
Yeah.
Who?
Summer's the best time to do stuff like that though, because you get so
no,
many
it is.
People here that don't it's, know well, shit.
Well, you're right. We got tourists and a bunch of rich people, and stars live here. So if you're like, yeah, I'm this person, they're like, oh shit, is that person?
Gotta be that person.
Gotta be. He
looks gotta be. Out. Why would he lie?
It checks out.
You know, they do look different when they're on in person than they are on camera.
Yeah, that's the camera, man. That's I look way different on TV.
You know what they say, man, the camera adds a few pounds.
Like out here, I'm Biz Khalifa.
And facial features.
Yeah, facial features. Piercing somehow got removed, but you know.
Oh my God.
Oh, I got piercings.
Frank, you're gonna be Wiz Khalifa next year for Halloween, yeah.
I mean, I can. I do have a Wiz Khalifa jersey that says Taylor Gang or Die on the back of it.
Then why don't you just
I got
why
that,
you just
I got
do
that,
that
from a concert.
When I went I'd to wear that Wiz in Khalifa public concert. So people are like,
I do
oh,
wear it
shit.
In public. You've never seen me wear it before?
I maybe.
Okay.
Just wear some super I've seen you wear it. Just wear some super big sunglasses. It covers like half your face. You know what I mean? And with the
I mean, I have everything down packed. I just don't have as many tattoos.
You do.
Everything's.
Oh, that's true. You're getting them removed.
Shit.
No, I'm saying like that's what you're Wiz, but you're getting the tattoos.
Yeah, I got
removed
a few
and
removed
and redone. Yeah, that's all. You're getting them redone.
And you know how ironic that is, though. Like, I grew my hair out the same year he grew his. Not on purpose, though. Like, I didn't even know he was growing his hair out then. When
right.
I grew it out.
Thanks, like,
I swear.
Easy, easy.
And then on top of that, like, the MMA thing that we were doing, just so happened he ended up doing it afterwards. You know what I'm saying? So everything was like, how is that even possible? Without
people
even
are like, really, he's more like
Wiz
Cherokee
Khalifa's
Khalifa.
Doing right. MMA commentary.
Not commentary. He was training in MMA. He trains in MMA and taekwondo.
No, but I'm saying
him.
When he were doing the play by play, people were like looking at you from the back, and they're like, "That's
but
Wiz Khalifa."
At that time, but at that time he wasn't doing it. Is what I'm saying. At that time he wasn't doing it.
Why the fuck?
Right, but that's what Ryan's saying.
Right.
Can you imagine if someone did think that you were Wiz Khalifa
doing the play-by-play?
And, like, they see
somebody
you
only saw you from behind. Like, how many people whispered behind them? They're like, "That's Wiz." I don't know who the fuck that other guy is, but that's gotta be Wiz.
It's gotta be Wiz.
Yeah, who's the little Nazi?
Who's that,
the Nazi
who's
white
that drunk,
guy?
Yeah, the drunk guy that's always getting up trying to get drinks all the fucking time. He talks a lot like he knows MMA, but I don't think he knows
opinion,
what he's talking about.
He looks
nice.
Like a Nazi.
No, that's
guy.
Fine. We're clear now.
Ryan. Let me talk to Ryan from
nope,
Legal
legally,
real quick.
Legally. No, we're good. Fucking, you said, okay. Justin, you said in your opinion, so we're clear.
Allegedly.
We're good. Allegedly.
Boom, double clear.
Double clear. Money in the bank.
Tell me what you think.
Tyler from PR, how's that?
Tyler from PR has taken notes on the allegedly, and in my opinion.
He's just not, he's not talking.
Tyler from PR is gunning for Ryan from Legal's job.
Tyler from PR has got a lot to learn.
There's some infighting
learned
at
a lot just now.
Being in super bad corporate.
I know we're about to get ready to have a company retreat in all seriousness while we're going to go out as the four of us and do
a
company bonding.
Yeah.
Retreating far away. So what I was trying to say was, I was trying to get so into the James Gunn thing, I could not find like good white hair spray.
What'd you do?
Stuff. So I finally tracked it down at the Walgreens.
I was
one
just
going
to just go to
Why
a
just use baby powder?
Halloween shop. Yeah.
I thought about the baby powder.
They have the spray, the like hairspray
baby
at those.
Probably wouldn't have lasted.
At those. At the
but
pop up
it,
Halloween, at the Spirit Halloween, don't they?
Yeah, the Spirit Halloween stuff sucks. It's that barely turns your hair a different color. It's not. It's I found
that's
like
true,
some
but I
L'Oreal.
Feel like the white would. Oh, okay, yeah.
It was like 11 for the like the bottle of it, and
yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Do you have pictures?
I do have a couple.
Okay, we need them
so
up on Instagram.
Here's my problem. here's my problem. I got. I heard more compliments for my gray hair of people thinking it was real gray hair and looked good for my age than they thought.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh yeah. With your
like,
three,
oh, you just
with
go
your
gray
three
early?
Kids walking down the street yeah, in your gray hair, people are like, "Look at that guy. He looks pretty good for 60."
Yeah. Look at that. How's he? Yeah. So that was.
Yeah, you're limping.
And I'm like,
with your
I got
back
the glasses.
Pain. You weren't James Gunn.
Well,
you were old man.
Well, no. See, I had the glasses, the hair. The hair was spiked up. I had the beard. I had the hoodie. I had like the graphic tee. I was like ready to write a DC movie. I was like ready to go. And people are like, "Is that old James Gunn?"
So you did it.
What?
So you did it a little too well.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I was like, it was
old
bad.
James
so.
Gunn. What did you do? Did you give yourself wrinkles? What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I didn't at first. I'm like, seriously, I was getting compliments. Like, look, gray hair. Then I'm looking in the mirror. I'm like, yeah, I don't look too bad. By the end of the night, I'm like, I will never be gray. I will dye my hair. It's not going to happen. I'm not doing it.
No,
not,
it didn't look good.
I'm not James Gunning.
You got to have
head,
like the
I'm like,
full
I'm not
beard.
Ready.
You just have like the yeah, and you
or
look
shaved,
too young.
Yeah,
you
but before
weird,
Halloween,
yeah.
I yeah.
Yeah, so. You should have grown it out a little bit, and then yeah, I didn't do anything. So.
You're like, I worked on the Halloween bit.
I sat and signed it, edited all fucking night and day. So, yeah, not
damn,
much.
Well, there you go. That was our Halloween.
Much.
So yeah. Check out the BSPN on YouTube on BS Plus or the podcast. If you didn't listen yet, that's what that is. That's the Halloween special. Go check that out. Give that a little listen. I wanted to say this before the whole segment got super long, but I want to thank everybody because we've got some of the biggest download numbers we've had
downloads.
And listening numbers we've had in
yeah
5+ years, so that's pretty awesome. We got a lot of emails and a lot of negative things to hash out and go over. We're going to do that later.
Those are the best kind of emails, though. Those bring out the most conversation.
That's true. But this is going to take us into places you don't want to conversate, unfortunately.
That's true. Maybe we skip those.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of hard.
Maybe we skip those.
So we'll have emails, and he's like, hold on, Ryan from Legal's coming in. Hold on.
Yeah. Tyler's PR cool didn't like what he heard. I let that other thing slide, so.
Well, unfortunately, we got to address a couple things that I don't want to necessarily have to, but we're just going to have to, because we have to. Because it can't be confusion, that's all. There just can't be confusion. We'll get to that. That's all. I know, believe me. But
we'll
there's
see.
Already problems, so
we'll
we have
see.
To address it. It's like, we'll see. Go to break because we got to talk. We'll see. It'll be fine.
We'll see.
Engineer Tyler, is EMC Tyler.
Iper EMC.
EMC.
He's got a bit. He's got his. He's got a.
Not ESC. EMC.
First EMC. Yeah, he's special Tyler. He's got his first bit recorded. So he sang the bit. He's got the bit. It's ready to go. He had Superbad help him. I have not heard this. I've not heard a lick of this. Not 1% of it. I do know what song it is. I do know what the parody song is, to be fair.
It's a premiere bit. We haven't done a song in a while. Well, a tribute.
But that was a
a quarter of tribute.
That was like a quarter of tribute. So yeah, me and Frank have not heard this. Only them two have. So we're gonna come back. Probably dive
I don't want to hear it. Tyler has not heard it. Tyler has not heard it either. Tyler's only heard what he gave me, which was just
raw
audio. He hasn't heard it done at all.
He Taylor Swifted you. He laid the tracks down and said, "Get to work." And he hasn't heard his finished product yet.
I did what I could.
That's right.
I did what I could.
All right, so
you didn't have much to work with.
It's a Dungeons and Dragons parody, and we'll set that up and go to break. So you have something to look forward to. Yeah, a Tyler first ever bit. Yeah,
yeah. It's, mark your calendars, everyone. This is when he loses his bit virginity. His bit virginity. That was right. I'm like, that doesn't sound right.
His
B
card.
Not the other one. Not his B-card. Other. Nah, that'd be hard. He probably lost that long ago.
The BIT card.
Yeah, that B card.
Let's go to break. Can we go to break?
We're back with the certified train wreck that is the Bean and Superbad Show.
It is a Beanster Bad Show. That's a short song. I thought you were going to let the whole thing play. I apologize. I was looking for the eat me line, and right as he faded it out. And
is that the end?
That was the end.
Pretty much the end of the song, yeah. It's fine.
I was looking at it.
It's not Thanksgiving
it's
Day.
Dart.
But it's planning the Thanksgiving
smash,
special
The smasher of
day.
Dreams is at it again. So everyone just, they ring.
What?
Yep. I was going to say it, but I just let it ride.
All right, I'll be quiet then.
Here we go. Here goes. Yeah, I'll be a turtle then. Turtle. Smasher turtle.
Don't
backpedal.
So we're playing in the Thanksgiving bit. No, I he's right. We were talking about something during the break that we can't air, and I was just giving him a hard time.
It's funny.
We're playing the Thanksgiving bit. It's
I
funny.
Say it wasn't funny.
I didn't say you didn't say that. That'll just go in the
stand-up. I was even
it'll
piling
be
on. Fucking. So.
Oh, no. I'll work that into a stand-up bit because that'd be pretty funny talking about how we couldn't agree to put something like that on air because it was funny. It was pretty funny. He's right. It's just not. You're right. I mean, you're right. I still think there's funny shit that we can do with that without putting. I know what you're worried about. Anyway, it doesn't matter. moving on.
Never mind.
The Halloween bit went off with mostly without a hitch, which was different. I said mostly different for us. So we're trying to keep up the stay way ahead of the curve, and
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving is what, 4 weeks away?
Yeah. So we got to film it now.
Just under. So we better start the filming process.
We got to film it this weekend.
It was, yeah, 4 weeks from yesterday, right?
Oh my God. Thursday. I'd be so happy if we got that shit three weeks early. Oh.
Actually, is Thanksgiving the 23rd or the 30th? It's 23rd, right? Oh shit, it is. Oh damn. Thanksgiving's 23rd. Only in less than three weeks. Holy shit.
We got to film it.
Oh shit.
And if we want it out before Thanksgiving too, so we got to film it like this weekend. So I'm not.
Yeah, we got to do it.
Joking.
We got to do that super soon,
which is doable. Just definitely doable.
No, you're not wrong. It needs. Yeah, no, you're not wrong. Oh my God, holy shit! What happens? Like before you can blink, it's like, hey, it's November. Hey,
the first
there's
was just the other day.
Days
no, the year's year. Over. Yeah. It's done. We're done. The year's over. It's over. We're done. It's over. It's fucking
the embers. The fire's out. We're just embers now for the year.
Yeah,
it's
done. The year's it's done. It's over. There's 2 months left. We're done. We're out of here. It's fucking sayonara 2023 pretty much. Happy New Year,
guys. Over. Yeah.
Fucking
it was
that
over
was quick.
As soon as Walmart started putting up stockings.
Yeah, and Target
don't worry,
and
next
all
week,
the department
Walmart will
stores
have
are putting
Valentine,
up
Valentine's Day stuff next week.
Yeah, I know.
And then Easter. Yeah, tomorrow, I think.
No, they're going to skip over.
Be fireworks up still, like after Christmas. Fireworks for the New Year's and shit.
But by the way, did anybody else hear fireworks on Halloween?
I did.
Like, what the hell is going on?
I did.
Those
yeah.
were gunshots. Those
what
gunshots.
The fuck is that?
Those are gunshots.
He says they were gunshots.
Those are gunshots.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Frank was taking care of some stuff.
not me. Ybor 8. Did you hear Ybor City got shot up? There was a mass shooting in Tampa on the 29th? 28th? He was talking about fireworks.
Well, I just know. But no, yeah, I thought it was funny. My kids were like, why are they shooting? It's not. There's this. Is Halloween going to become a fireworks holiday?
That's okay.
Start
I'm okay
the
with that.
You remember when
okay
they used to have Guavaween and stuff?
Guavaween. I do remember Guavaween. That's funny.
That was in Ybor. That was
Ybor. Yep.
And it was just like
that's back in
it
the
was
old
like a Mardi Gras
Clear
type
Channel
deal.
Days.
Yeah.
Yep. That was Clear Channel.
It was
Channel's
like Mardi
thing.
Gras, but they were throwing bees for Halloween.
Bubble of Love Sponge. Guavaween. Yep. God, Frank, making me feel 100 years old. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's what I'm here for.
So, among other things, let's let's get the. Thanksgiving bit completely ironed out here. So I know initially we talked about doing like a pumpkin bake off, right? Like a pumpkin pie bake off.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was just food. I didn't know it was a pumpkin.
Is bake off pumpkin pie? Is not? Is
oh,
that
I know. I thought
yeah.
it was like other food.
Food.
I didn't think it was pumpkin pie.
I
oh,
think
well,
we
I think,
changed
well,
it to be just.
So
like
that's what I was saying.
Regular food.
Yeah. Well, I think we decided, didn't we? Basically decide. That's what I say. That's why I want to get this all hashed out now, so we know. Didn't we talk about basically just doing Chopped, more or less?
Pretty
yeah,
much.
We said you was going to do your vegan, right?
No, that's a different
no, no, that's going to be...
Is that going to be separate?
We're
going to
end up turning...
Else?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We're going to turn that into like a semi-regular bit because I think that's got
that's
too much
great.
Potential. And that
that's
doesn't
good.
Have to be...
But that's...
It
yeah.
doesn't have
what
to be Thanksgiving.
It? Vegan or
because,
nope?
Yeah, something like that. Vegan or nope? What was it?
I think it was vegan or nope.
I can't remember, but... But that has the potential for sponsorship, by the way. That's why we have to do that one. Because then we get, like, a vegan restaurant that's, like, they send their food in, and then you guys taste it, and then, you know, and you're
yeah,
like, I can't
you
even tell it's vegan. And then you're like, boom, commercial. And then vegan or no, brought to you by insert restaurant name here.
Vegan or nope.
I can't believe
that's
it.
Not
is
what
that
it
what
was, though. I don't
no.
think that's what it was. It was more catchy than that.
It was like, is it vegan
I came up
shit,
with it, but
like,
I is it? It was something or nope. I swear it was.
Quote
are
or
you
nope
more vegan than engineer
quote
Tyler?
Or nope.
Quote
was
or
that
nope.
quote or nope?
That was
yeah,
the
that was that.
Game
okay.
we did. Yeah.
And then,
yeah,
there
and then there's
the
I can't
things.
Believe it's vegan.
We got to look back.
Is that a real thing?
Roll the tape.
No, I don't know.
If it isn't, it should be.
Anyway. Doesn't matter.
Anyway.
It'll be ironed out by then.
So what I think we should do is pretty much, yeah. I think we should do as close to Chopped as we can because none of us are like super master chefs or anything.
Cheebed.
And I think, yep, I think we that's the missing ingredient from the pumpkin gauntlet.
Perfect.
The gourd gauntlet was it wasn't the cannabis gourd gauntlet.
Can you vegan?
Can you vegan?
I think that's what it was.
Can you
it's
vegan?
Not bad. That's
what
much
it was.
Better.
That was good. That's what it was. Frank's right. He was can you vegan? Frank was really fucking turning. He was.
It was bugging me, bro. Because I was like,
no, I. Frank, I understand that more than anyone.
You know the feeling, bro.
I'm like, I gotta know the name of this thing.
I had it in my head. I just, what the fuck is it?
So we'll do BS Chopped or BS Chopped High.
Cheebed.
High
be it chopped.
Cheebed.
You just call it
cheebed. I got you. Cheebed.
Cheebed.
You're like BS Chopped show. Chop BS being a chopped.
Well, I was trying
bad.
To keep with the chopped because then that gets the, you know, it. The,
we do
the similarities.
We do it's beans and soup are bad.
Yeah, that was bad.
All right, Stew.
That was bad.
Or stupor bad works also for that. We can double
it
up
sure
on
does.
Stupor bad.
Did stupor bad say this?
Stew.
Yeah, so I
think super bad's making.
Probably gonna do a sort of cook off. I would say that's pretty solid for a Thanksgiving special, right? And then maybe like Frank's there shooting paintballs.
We had the taser.
Yeah,
we had the taser.
You're dodging like I was thinking like maybe we have like arrows with like the suction cups and there's like little like instructions on them. If we like hit like what they're cooking on, it like, you know, they have to do this with that. You know, maybe or something.
Okay,
like,
there are definitely
whatever
cooking
you hit,
channel
you have
shows
to
that
use
are
it, the cooker. The, whoever.
Well, they're like
to
Chopped, where you have to do a competition and then you get like first run at the ingredients or whatever, and then you cook the things. I know what you're talking about. There's definitely little things we can do to spice up.
Yeah,
the,
I'm saying we have like cooking. Us three, like Tyler's cooking, right? And like because it's Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. we all have like little like stipulations that he has to follow. Like rules or whatever.
Okay.
Like,
and who are we having taste it?
I mean, hold on, we'll get there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I guess I don't really know what the judging is, but I want to be able to like sabotage the cooker. You know what I mean? Somehow or some way.
Definitely that was a
well,
game.
Maybe
that's
because
the case,
I
you
lost,
would take...
you guys get to do it to me. You know, because I lost the gourd gauntlet. You know, something.
Ooh.
Something. I got to take a handicap for the next. Bit,
I definitely
you know?
I don't mind a handicap, but I think almost just doing random,
not a handicap,
maybe like you don't get to know
hindrance.
Maybe you don't get to know what the
ingredients are
or something, maybe for one of the rounds or something like that.
You gotta make sure you're not allergic
know.
To shit too though.
Say that again.
You gotta make sure he's not allergic to certain stuff.
I'm not
just oh okay
yeah no I don't think anybody here is allergic.
Yeah, just
to
make sure all the food is cooked like thoroughly.
Sushi on Thanksgiving, bro. Chill out.
Hell no.
So yeah, but like, what
gross.
Are we judging then? What's like the
gross.
Cook? Like how well we do it? A time limit
I think
thing?
You,
or
I think
taste,
we, well, yeah,
feel,
I think we give.
Smell.
We give. Yeah, we follow. I like adding certain stipulation things, but I think we follow Chopped. You know, we don't have to do the exact thing, but we have three rounds and they're timed. And I think you do judge it with taste and presentation.
But who?
Because
but who? Who judges?
We've talked about that. I think
what
we
did
do.
You say your mom?
Do,
I mean, your dad, right?
Pop, pop, super bad, maybe.
Pop,
and
step, I've, step.
Barb and
pop,
super
and step,
dad.
Step.
Yeah, Barb and super dad.
Yeah.
Pop, pop.
I want to give them their own show.
They would make they would that would be great. If
the
they,
Barb
yeah,
and super dad show, and we can like blur them as judges if they don't want to like be on. You know, I'm
you
okay
just
with
cut,
this.
That's what I'm saying.
Cut the bodies off at the head and just have the. Neck down.
There you
so
go.
You see him eating.
Yeah, and honestly, finding judges might not be that hard because we could probably pull some local radio or somebody.
Is there like a local cooking contest we can all like legit enter into?
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. For
we do this the right way though. This would be a you know if we basically are doing Chopped High so cheap and we do this funny enough and execute it well enough. That's like it's a pilot thing. It could be basically buttons on the block. But with the
I guess
it,
if we could like show it on camera, I would almost say we'd try making edibles.
Yeah, that's actually one of the things. You can. YouTube has some like weed cooking shows, so I'm
that's
curious
true.
On how that.
There's
how
a cooking
you're
show
right.
on.
You're right.
I think it was on Peacock
yeah,
or Netflix.
Yeah, I guess
Netflix.
Maybe you can. Like that was a couple years.
Yeah.
You, like, couldn't
what was
show.
It called? Like
I know what you're talking about, Frank. I can't remember.
Everything
the name.
That they used was infused with it.
I
forget what it's called.
I think you can show the product because they do dispensary run throughs and stuff. I don't think you can show like yourself consuming it because then you're like
and once you're
pushing
eating, you're eating
the
it.
Thing. You know what I mean? Eating's a little different. But you okay. can't like I'm rolling a joint here. I'm smoking the joint on. I don't think you can like hit a bonk. Like Twitch is like very,
yeah,
picky
yes.
about showing that stuff on camera. So, but YouTube, if it's just like there and we're not like actively consuming it, then I think that's fine. You know, it's just like in the background. It's like there's no paraphernalia. It's just like green on a cheesecloth waiting to be put in some fucking butter. You know, like.
True. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
pretty much in the butter okay. anyway. Everything's in the mix. It's
so
not
we
like
could
actually...
do edibles to make it like, but then we can't do like Thanksgiving food because, you know.
Yeah, we have to. We could try to tie that in together.
Anything
could
be infused
Thanksgiving.
With it.
You could do like weed mashed potatoes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you make it like chopped, you just have ingredients, and you just have to use the only ingredients you have to use are like cannabis infused butter or whatever else, and
cannabis
then you can make
butter.
Whatever else you want.
Maybe we make the butter for everybody because that shit's a nightmare and a pain in the ass. But that's half the battle.
That's true,
actually.
And we just say yeah, we call it magic butter, so we don't have to worry about it or whatever magical butter,
magic
or
butter,
special butter, or you know,
I don't
Crushwell butter, Crushwell
butter.
I don't.
That's what we'll call it.
Hate what we're cooking here.
Canna
yeah,
can
of butter,
it's
but,
just,
like,
what
but
do
getting
we...
away with it, we'll just call it like Crushwell butter.
Crushwell butter. That's fine.
Crush
that's
butter.
Perfect. So what do we put it in, though? Do we just make brownies, or what's the... And then, guys...
You use butter for everything, though.
And then we get the edibles, and then it's like a fucking...
yeah, we make enough for the judges and for us, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, I think what you do is you have that's one of the mandatory ingredients, but
oh
then
my
you
God,
also
wait,
have...
Can
like,
we do that?
Yes, we can.
Yes, we're good. This is yes. what it's like. And I think.
Sorry,
I think
no, I'm thinking of like all the possibilities.
Possibilities.
I will consult someone from outside the show, like legitimately. We'll find someone to put like an ingredients list together, and none of us will look at the list early, but it'll obviously be Thanksgiving inspired.
Can I
right?
ask?
Go ahead.
What? Because I know the meals have to be Thanksgiving expired. What can we use Thanksgiving inspired meal wise with Crushwell butter to?
But you can use butter. That's what I'm telling
well,
you.
Butter
goes on
yeah,
everything,
right.
bro.
Yeah,
everything uses make, butter to make food. Like to make food, you use butter. So it wouldn't
any
matter.
Any desserts for sure. The dessert round will use butter. I mean,
but just the amount of butter you're using.
If you're gonna do turkey, you can put butter on the turkey, the mashed
that's
potatoes.
The
I fried my turkey in THC oil.
Mac and cheese. Actually, that would be.
It's THC Thanksgiving.
Would that make me?
It's THC Thanksgiving.
Would that make me a THC bird? That's
nice.
THC's giving. THC giving?
Yeah.
THC's
just write
giving.
Thanksgiving with a C after the H.
H.
That's
THC.
Pretty funny.
It's
giving.
THC Thanksgiving.
Be like,
sounding
I think
they're
almost tired right here.
Almost
like,
got
nope.
It. The stroke is coming through here for too long. Just keep going.
Heavy birtations on the way.
On the way. Get a few more of those.
Yeah,
trials.
My stroke is just I just drop puns.
yeah.
quick, get him to the ER. Yeah. He's having a stroke.
Yeah.
Okay, so what we need for this time we're what? Well, let's get a hold of we can see if your brother wants to help out or even
do we each
Andrea
get like
as
an
well.
Assistant?
No, because what I want to do is I want to get a host to host the thing.
Oh. Mm. Okay.
So the host can be like, you know, here the ingredients, you know, are, you know, X like into the microphone and then we don't know and then we open, you know, whatever and then we look like we'll always know that the Crushwell butter and then like whatever else, but then there'll be like a couple things I think we should not know. That'll make it fun. And then you can make whatever you want out of whatever you want. Cause that can be funny. That's gonna be funny as shit.
Wow. Yeah, this is we're cooking something here. I don't know.
We will be.
So we need a host, and I know we have enough cameras again that we can just tripod things up, and we don't necessarily have to have anybody
walking around. Kitchen's
easier
than a fucking park.
Right? You know? And if we do have an extra person walking one of them on a gimbal, it would be just like Chop then. Like, camera zooms in.
We need top-down views of sink and stove and cutting board. And then
super easy now.
Two still cams and one following around. Boom. I'm good, bro. I already got it.
Done. Blam.
Easy mode. So that's, I guess, the Thanksgiving bit, right? Fucking, we did it. Hope you enjoyed it. Let's pack our bags, boys. Fucking.
I like that. I think that's good. Is everybody good with that? Everybody...
Frank?
Yeah, I'm good with it.
Okay.
Anything else? Do we have anything else to add on the Thanksgiving?
I think, like I said, I think we'll tweak on
Can we just call it Cheebed, the Cheebed Thanksgiving special?
I've never cooked a turkey.
It won't necessarily have to be turkey. And okay. I think probably what we'll do for ingredients is get like some kind of cooked turkey. You know what I mean? Or like over the top, like canned turkey or some stupid. Yeah. You know how are you gonna make that good? That's the whole point of the it's like Chop turning weird shit into good.
Yeah, but none of us can cook but you and Frank.
What do you mean I can cook?
There you go. I've seen you throw lots of vegetables on frozen pizza. I think you got
that. Yeah, that's also
many,
true, Ryan.
Prepared frozen pizzas have been dressed up by Ryan Superbad Sharp there.
I've baked before.
What have you baked?
I made a mint chocolate chip cookies.
That's it.
Cookies.
Okay. That's one time.
No, I've made them a few times.
Everybody a few times. No, those are bomb cookies, and I will not shit on those cookies because they're great cookies.
No, you bragged about them. Yeah, you were happy about those.
What are we doing?
let me ask you a question, though. Should we do... What do you mean, what are we doing?
Go on.
Do we chop a person each round and then do the finals where there's two people left?
Cut off a hand or something? What do you mean? What are we
chopping? Start four people, then three people, then two people. Do you want to do it like that?
Like they get eliminated?
Yeah, every round we do.
Oh, you're saying
test.
Have like an appetizer, an entree, and a dessert or whatever to prepare.
I think that's the best.
100%. Yes, I'm totally on board with that. It'll be long.
I think we'll just make sure. That's what I'm saying. We'll make sure the things are like. We won't get raw turkey or raw that kind of stuff. We'll make sure all the ingredients are something that won't be crazy long to cook or dangerous to, you know.
Yeah. I was going to say, how long are we planning to fucking film this shit? Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
You think they sit there and make that show within an hour? Heck no. I think they already have the ingredients when they go there and they already know what they're going to make and all that stuff. It's not
the dessert round's like 20 minutes. The appetizer round is like 60.
I say we prep so like all we have to do is maybe put it in the oven.
Oh yeah, no, I think, and we'll obviously do our own variation. We'll do like 20-minute rounds. You know, we don't have to do
show some of the cooking, and then all right, then that's it, and then put it away, and then when you get ready to pull it out, bring the camera back over. Oh yeah, we're done. Da 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 da. Like,
well, that's they just cut, they film the whole thing, and then just cut. Like, it's like they have 45 minutes for the whole meal, and then you only see like 10 minutes.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. I think each round, like the first one is like 45, then it's like 90, and then it's like 20.
Oof.
But we don't need 90-minute rounds.
Please,
we're not,
God,
that's what I'm
no.
saying. We're not
that
like
should be
we're not.
It's crazy.
Plucking,
it's like,
we're not plucking a chicken and cutting its head off.
The whole
and doing
thing
the whole
needs
thing,
to be 20
know?
Minutes, if that.
No,
we're gonna
baffle this
like,
sometimes.
The
like, how the hell do they just come out of there with everything? They just already know what they're gonna make with that little bit of time, and then just all rush for it. It was like, no, man, they gotta already have their book and plan. Okay. This is what you guys going to do for this part of the segment. This is what you're going to do for this part. And then bring all that stuff and then go get it, I think.
Like an hour-long Chopped on Food Network's like 40 minutes with commercials because they go to commercial break like 14 times. Mm-hmm. Like, and this round is... We'll be right back.
Oh, we're doing
do, like,
that.
Every, right? So, but I think 30 minutes is the appropriate time, and I think they've padded out way too much. And I think 25 you hit with the last bit, which is great. And I think 30 just having like a Thanksgiving special being a longer is perfect. Like, we don't need an hour. You're right.
No.
We don't need like a 3-hour special.
No.
But but like a 30-minute, like,
that's
you know
perfect.
What I mean? If we can edit each round down to roughly 8 minutes of a round worth of footage, and then, you know, 3-minute open, 3-minute close.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah, just end it with all the judging of each Yeah.
Perfect. That's what I'm saying. Like, each judging, there's like chops should only take about, each judge gets about 30 seconds, 15, 30 seconds to say whatever. They eat it and they say something. And that's all we need.
I am on board with it. This Thanksgiving bit, I like making the weed butter or Crushwell butter, and well, we have our cards. So, you know,
oh yeah, yeah, that's right.
All legal beagle up in here. So yeah, I guess stay tuned for that. We're gonna post that. I'm gonna say before Thanksgiving.
I think maybe that Monday of Thanksgiving week, right? Because that's like the holiday week that everybody starts getting off.
Yeah,
work,
sure. That like weekend or the Monday or yeah. Yeah, close to Thanksgiving.
Somewhere during that. Yeah, I agree.
That
with you.
Week,
a couple days
for sure.
Before, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Within that week.
I would just say Monday because that's like I said, everybody's off school.
And if we need anything, we can get shots that weekend to squeeze in. Yeah.
Oh, that's perfect. Yep. There you go. Bingo.
So expect the Monday, the week of Thanksgiving, the Ooh. Thanksgiving special. We're committing this week or this year.
We're a powerhouse.
We're not doing gummy gollies.
Literally, we're going to cook something up.
In the shake. We're pulling out all the stuff.
We're going to make something everybody can try instead of a fucking nasty ass shake.
Yeah, I can't believe like that's, you know, and those like that's cool and gross and whatever, but it's so like not hard to do the shit that we did before.
No.
Like, now we're putting on television productions. Now we show up and we've got five cameras and, you know, everybody's lapelled up and you're making everybody do the funniest walk of all time.
Yeah, forcing everybody.
Dad,
trust
is that
me,
you?
Check out. Like, trust me, guys.
Who leg that is? Not mine.
Yeah, yes. Even Button's kids are like delayed. I'm telling you, go watch the Halloween special. It's amazing.
It's the fall special. It's
the fall special. Gourd Gauntlet fall special.
Because it's not. We didn't really theme
it. Right.
Like there's decorations, but it's really.
It is very. You know, we could literally put
pumpkins last for 2 months
over the graves. Like green screen
oh
style,
God,
like
yeah.
Edit
on that
over.
Cam. Yeah, that's so easy.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's like all of a sudden it's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's Thanksgiving
like,
bit. Yeah, get over it.
Yeah, it's perfect. So it's a fall bit. So check that out. So there you go. We're done. We'll have that all set. When we get back, we're gonna debut Engineer Tyler's bit.
Oh.
And I can't wait. I'm excited.
I'm a little nervous. Probably more than Tyler is because I put the fucking thing together.
I'm pretty nervous as well.
And Tyler, I give you mad props for writing it and singing it because I didn't even sing my first bit. Right, Bean? I did, and I didn't sing my first bit.
No, the first couple, I think you had me.
I had you sing,
do
yeah.
for you. Yeah.
I've done one, and I hated it, and it was, this is Humbleween, and I burned it to the ground.
Tyler... Will it make you more nervous if I tell you that we're averaging like 4,000 downloads a day
no.
since the show's been back? Will that make you more no?
No,
no, because he did AI.
It's so yeah. So
we'll get into it.
We'll
set
it
up.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. It's perfect. We'll take a quick break. It's the Bean Street Bad Show.
One's always real angry because he refuses to eat real meat.
You guys think you're so fucking cool. Makes me sick. Let's go make fun of the vegans and their crazy lifestyle. Go eat a hamburger and choke on a cow dick.
And the other one is so stoned, he can't stop eating.
For about a month, my urine smelled like marshmallows.
This is the Bean and Superbad Show.
I thought it'd feel different playing Wembley. 80,000. Singing with me is what I've been chasing, 'cause this is the dream. When it was all over, I cleared out the room, grabbed a couple beers, just me and you. Then we start talking.
Weird vibe we're setting up here.
It's a super bad show. I'm just picturing.
Me too.
I'm trying to get
Tyler.
A girl drunk in the song. What's he doing?
It's like I'm picturing Tyler doing all those things. Like Girl Sad, he played his first concert. He did his first bit. Now he's going to grab a beer and.
You got
to
do a double.
About
we
it.
Do
My
a
eyes were actually closed beer. Listening to that, and like all I could picture is him like sitting
know,
in the dark.
I saw. Yeah.
And I was going to actually.
Now that my bit is over.
When you learn how to play,
I thought it would be different.
When'd you learn how to play guitar?
Yeah, that was live. No, Engineer Tyler,
super bad. You're right. I think we might do a bit to that. We might double up.
Do the double parody.
Tyler's in the other room.
All about Tyler's first bit.
It's this one's finishing up, and he's walking off stage, and it's that. It's like a whole.
Yeah.
It's like Pink Floyd did like their album movie. It's like Tyler gets a whole album, and it's just like one.
That's ridiculous.
He comes off stage, has like a backstage moment with like one of the managers, and then as he's like leaving and going home, he launches into the Ed Sheeran parody.
No, I got it. Like we start the bit. We start the parody. I've already got it planned.
Like
now.
This parody, like the, this one's.
This
ending.
Is ending.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like
this
on,
is
like he's on stage. This one's ending, and then he walks backstage, has like an
as
aside.
As he's walking,
yeah.
The acoustic starts.
Yeah.
That little like, yeah. You know, and then he's like shaking hands, and you can hear him like, "Thank you, yeah, good show, good break."
But you
got to
make it like the musical.
Bit.
You got to give like a minute like of like
yep.
some dialogue in between the songs, and then as
yeah,
he's
you just
leaving,
put the loop on.
And then you have the music loop in the back. Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. You got the music looping. Everybody's telling him what a great bit it was. Mm-hmm. He crushed it. Oh my God. I'm going to go watch Ganja and Goblins. Amazing. We love you. We love you. And then, like, and the music goes into the thing. I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
See, the best part about that, you could even turn that into, like, a little, like, music video where, like, it walks down the alley and it's all of, like, the negative emails saying, like, you're not going to survive. Like, fading in the background.
Oh my God, I want to film this.
Right?
Please. We have access to
video.
That theater stage bean, kind of. We can
sit him on a bar stool and dim the lights and have his head.
Oh
down.
My God.
Oh,
Frank.
Strumming a broomstick instead of an actual guitar.
With the spotlight. With the broom.
If not there, I can call Molly because I think they still have everything set up at the old nose.
Oh, please, liver. Can we get that? There's, like, performing. There's, like, oh, my God. So set up this bit, Tyler. You did a Ganja and Goblins parody. I'll set it up. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for asking,
Jesus.
Tyler.
No problem.
So our characters are I'm Belier Daggerwind, and tune out now if you're not a nerd, but we're going to nerd out for half a second here. Bean is Oryx Elb, which is just his Xbox gamer tag backwards, and I'll forever hate him for that. And then Frankie Buttons with the probably
Taurus,
best name, Taurus Nine Blades. So together we're the Nine Winds of Elb, for context. So Tyler has taken Nine Winds of Elb and plugged it in Run to the Hills, the Iron Maiden song, which is genius.
Which I applaud you, because Iron Maiden is your first bit. That's like losing
I
your
only had one line to change.
At the Bunny Ranch.
And it's a shortened version of it, I will say. It goes, he does a couple verses, and then the only chorus is like the end chorus. So it's like...
It's
all that was needed.
First
was
beginning
needed. He didn't do
the
full song,
the
but we've talked about that. Don't, if you don't, you know?
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah. So, you don't try to make
a song out
an
of it.
A to an A plus to end up turning it into a C because mm-hmm. you overshot.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want
to
do that.
I had to. I changed one line for him, and it was only because I insisted. And you can see if you. Can
oh no!
Find
it's
it.
It was so the line he so little disclaimers. The line he changed was my least favorite line because it was almost identical to the original. Iron Maiden song "Run to the Hills."
Look at you guys working lyric. Together,
and yeah, he said so. That to me. I was like, "Oh no, yeah, we're changing."
Yeah,
that.
So
that's,
I ran in there
brilliant.
And I go, "I need one more take like this, and I need this lyric changed to this because, and it is, and I and
it
I
is
fucking,
better.
I lose it every time I hear it on the
it
edit.
Is so much better." Another disclaimer: singing the first parody, and you have to somehow match. Iron Maiden's voice of
I thought
I
you did
the
fine
or the lead singer
on the original one you didn't come close to Iron Maiden. I'm not saying that,
no,
but you didn't
God, no.
you didn't sound bad for just like us singing, like pretending to sing. They do the SNL things where it's like Pete Davidson singing, but he's just put on, the less cringy it is.
I'm just Pete.
Yeah, right. Right, you're not, like, putting on a voice. So, like, Tyler used What did you use? What tool did you use, Tyler, to help you?
It was it's a
get over
online.
Your fear. Well, don't okay. tell people what.
No, I'm not. Oh, I'm not gonna.
Tool.
I'm not going
you
to tell them.
Him,
this.
So,
I was just gonna say it was an online.
Yeah, Tyler takes that literal.
It's an AI tool.
It's an AI.
That's
masking
all I was asking
tool.
For.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which we tested out a few times, and it wasn't coming through how we wanted it until we got to the chorus. Because the first time I did this take, I fucking nailed the chorus.
Tyler says he nailed the chorus.
I did.
According to you.
I no. think so.
I'm just kidding. I genuinely thought if we were just using the original take, I was totally okay with it. Because it sounded funny because you like sound like
I don't
it's just you like singing. Yeah. So it's like we could clown on it like
mm-hmm.
and stuff. But yeah.
It still works. Yeah.
It made him sound British in the AI thing he used.
And it sounded awful the entire time until it got to the chorus. And I was like, oh, this actually sounds like closer to.
It made you sound, it Bowie'd you. It made mm-hmm. you hit David Bowie instead of Iron Maiden, I think. And then, and then you sounded like David Bowie trying to do an Iron Maiden cover. And it wasn't it.
No.
So, yeah. And then he hit every point of the song like he did the chorus, because the chorus was the most dead on from the first take. So
correct.
With this second take, he put it through the AI and it's pretty magical. And none of you have heard it. This is a first nobody has heard it except for Tyler, who's sang the song.
I sang
I know,
it.
I'm nervous too.
It was
I'm
still
nervous
awkward.
Too.
So that wasn't
you
all.
Tell
sang your heart out, bro.
Did we tell him that this was his final exam for the show? Did we tell him that before he's like officially engineered?
What
Tyler
doesn't know is I pranked
just
him.
Just gonna hold my paycheck from me like that? What the hell?
What he doesn't know is I pranked him and I just put in the first version of the song that he gave
it's
me
just,
with
no
AI.
It's just,
no
dude,
music.
I'll kill myself.
No music.
I thought you were gonna say it plays and it's you. You're like,
what
I
if
didn't
it
like
just
it, so
what
I
if
used,
it just
redid
started?
It.
It's the AI thing, and 10 seconds in, it drops, and it's your first take, Tyler. What
I would.
Fuck,
I would.
What would you do?
I would sit in silence the rest of the show.
It's like when some asshole you're riding
life.
In the car with like drops the music on the
oh,
radio
yeah,
when
you
singing.
Motherfucker, you would do that
what?
Shit all the time.
The
you would do that shit
singing?
All the time.
No.
Like, after school, high school. Yes, you would.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't. I don't know
you,
what you're talking about.
Or change
about.
The song
before.
To something they want to listen to. It's like, I was singing that. Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to change it.
Yeah, and you're like, you think you're hitting the notes, and the song goes off, and you're like, ah.
Yeah, and that, and it's an immediate dead look to you, be like, really? And then you're fucking cackling.
You got to play it off, though, like he did it on purpose.
Yeah, you got to, like, keep singing, you know? Okay, so Iron Maiden, Tyler, if you have anything else you want to get off your chest before...
Nope.
Before it goes in, I guess.
You got your last will and testament all set.
That's been written up.
Oh, shit.
Tyler loses... I don't know if you can call this episode Tyler Loses the B Card.
That might be the best name of the episode,
the bit
honestly.
Card.
Bit
card.
Yeah. 2 days later, Superbad checked. Ooh, that's the name of the episode.
Oopies.
Shit.
Oopies.
Let's play that bit. Are we ready? Are we all ready? I'm nervous. Yeah.
I'm nervous, too.
I'm triple delta ultra.
There was more
nervous.
To that?
Yes. More to what?
What do you mean?
To the song it was just playing.
What?
Okay, just play it.
Oh, the Iron Maiden song? Yeah, there's more.
Well, you cut it off, so I'm thinking that was it.
Let it be known that I'm going to hate this one way or another.
Hold on, stop it. Stop it. You're already learning. I love how you already like pre-hated on it for all of us. It's like trying to take the bullets out of me and Frank's
right.
gun
it's,
already.
It's shooting myself in the foot to start it
just
off.
So you guys know, I hate this and I want to kill
well,
myself.
So another thing.
You can't make me feel any worse than I already do.
So another thing. That was from the first take of it. So I was like, okay.
He requested that I kept it.
I did.
It in,
Because I liked it.
I totally was like, yeah, absolutely. I'm like, that was funny as well. So.
We're off to a good start.
Yeah?
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
A DM came across the scene. He brought us eyes and books for lean. He killed our hopes, he killed our dreams. He took the game more seriously. We fought him hard, we fought him well. Out of the game, we gave him hell. Too many roles, too much for me. Oh, will we ever hit 20?
It sounds like regular Iron Maiden.
If I knew what regular Iron Maiden sounds like.
You're confused, because it's like, yeah, it's like...
It's mastered and produced pretty well.
Doesn't it sound spot on? Yeah.
I don't know.
It's really weird on my brain because it doesn't sound like Tyler. That's for sure.
I know.
I don't hear Tyler.
But coming from me, I've never heard Iron Maiden before.
Bean, believe it or not, that's my favorite part about it.
It's him singing 100%.
It is me singing.
I have the raw. I have his raw audio. It exists.
Yeah. We might have to play that.
In order for the AI to pick it up perfectly, I had to literally sing in the highest pitch possible.
Tyler, you liked the chorus on the first take. If you want to just play that after this so people like know it's actually you singing it, like not just like something you put through an AI. I 100%, I heard him in the other room sing it, so I...
Oh, I believe you, but like, no, I agree with Frank. It just doesn't,
I've never heard Iron Maiden before, so me hearing it is just me.
Frank's
hearing.
Like, nice original, this is like original song.
I'm like, did you write this?
I'm going to give off the impression that's like, oh,
do
sweet.
You want to roll it back a couple seconds?
Yeah, a couple seconds.
Yeah.
Running through dust clouds and crooked wastes, battling hard and pain.
Also, all Tyler's doing.
I can't hit these notes.
Nice. Oh.
Bravo. Yay. Bravo. Yay. Holy shit.
Guys, I'm over here sweating bullets. What the fuck is
going
on?
Oh, that came out way better than I thought
it
sounded in my head.
Did.
Holy shit. Okay. Fuck.
No, honestly, shoot me the regular version so I can lay it over top to make sure, you know, when everything's...
Make sure it sounds...
Is edited.
Primo.
I always want to make sure it sounds double good. That way it's not crushed at all. No crushing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would just turn his lyrics up a little.
Yeah, it sounds like he's way in the background somewhere.
The problem
is that the AI
he put it through, gave it
game.
Weird reverb, and then gave it weird gain. So at the beginning, I tried to give it that applause to like kind of mask his like. It goes like every so often,
you.
It goes like that's
okay.
Like the weird
no,
gain.
I think
it's like yeah.
I think it sounds good. I was just gonna say he just sounded a little low, like Frank said,
and then
he's like buried.
I put your first take that you threw through AI that made you sound like Bowie in the back, so it made it sound like dude's got like a backing vocal that's just a little bit different. So yeah.
Okay.
Awesome.
It's still good though.
You keep belting those pipes out. You know what? We clip the end of that and that's the intro for season 2 of Dungeon Goblins.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
Right
that's
there. That's
beautiful.
Perfect.
So the original. So this was, I guess, the first take where I had, and I'm
just
playing the
play
chorus.
You're most comfortable with the chorus.
Yeah.
So
the chorus.
You
because
play the
I've,
chorus.
I, yeah.
Don't
so
play
this,
the whole chorus. If
no,
you
no,
just
no.
want to play one, whatever you're comfortable
yeah.
with. Yeah.
This,
yeah,
so
yeah.
So this is just the chorus.
This
of,
is proof.
This is
proof.
My very first take of it too.
Nine winds of Elb.
Are you rubbing your throat? Like
no.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
He's nervous. He's shaking. He's nervous.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got his
I don't know how
Adam
I'm doing
devil.
It. I'm just doing it. I don't know.
It did.
Yeah, it
I thought he was
like
doing
like
the like SpongeBob. Like
no, I've never done that.
Damn. Okay.
That's pretty good though.
So that was take one. And then take two, right? Yeah, take you did like a different. Yeah. And then I told him to sound like Creed one time, and that wasn't good.
It was pretty fucking bad.
Nine worms. He's like, he's talking Yeah. Like, that's not, that wasn't it. I'm like, I'm sorry I told you to do that. yeah, that's funny. Can that we guess which line I wrote? Can you guess? Can you guess which line I wrote?
No.
No.
I got to hear it again.
There's one part of the song that is one part of the song that you can tell you guys are definitely brothers. I can say that.
The the second take of it, I guess.
He said, "What do you mean?"
Oh. What do you mean?
I don't know how to explain it. You guys are brothers. You can tell, like, in your voice, your delivery, or something like that. Like,
yeah.
I've heard whatever note he was singing, I've heard you sing the same exact note somewhere.
Okay.
To
wow.
Where
okay.
I got
huh.
Of,
weird.
I, for a second, I'll say, "Damn, that sounds just like Ryan." But
the perfect family
good.
Harmony. Yeah. Excuse me, guys. I'm gonna go hang myself.
Did you guys just do a Trolls 3? Oh, shit.
We completed.
So are you playing the second take?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So this is the second part of the chorus.
Throw it up.
Nine winds of Elb.
This is the second
the
take.
One.
That was the second take.
Yeah, that was the second.
It was better than the first.
You
one.
Sang better because you knew you weren't being you were going to be masked with AI. You sang better. I'm telling you, the first time you're nervous.
I'm sure it was subconsciously. Yeah,
you
I didn't
did.
Think too much
I'm
of it.
I'm telling you,
so
I'm
sure it was like
Sigmund
full on
you. I'm fucking psychological.
So wait, so you you tried to do like the same voice as him, like that's what that
no so
like the pattern in your
so the
thing you're doing.
Oh no, yeah, I sung it basically with the original song in the background.
He tried to do high pitch, yeah, and the AI took the high pitch and made
and
it
and ran with it, yeah,
and made it
and
sound like the
yeah.
Because
the first time I ran it through the AI, it was like, oh okay, it sucked up until that chorus part, and that chorus part was all in like a higher pitch, and I was like, and then Ryan was like, what if you do the entire
just
thing
sing the whole
in
thing
in
that
pitch?
Higher pitch and
okay.
Then
I was like, oh my
that
god,
that's
the
gonna
Iron
Maiden
kill
voice
me.
Then yeah.
Can you sing falsetto at all, like you can't like that real high?
I
like
don't
the
know
the Bee Gees, the Justin Timberlake, you know, that's basically how he gets away with singing.
I mean,
they got like really high.
Sure,
I can do an NSYNC.
Like
I can do an NSYNC. Yeah, I think.
I mean, I'm sure I could. I don't
no
think I've ever tried that.
Wondering
and now. I also don't know the lyrics. Besides that, the little first part.
I got
something, something, something good.
Frank Seto over there.
Well, Frank
you
Seto.
Don't need the words.
Nice.
Just make up some shit.
Do we want the bit?
Could I?
One more time when we're, before we.
Yeah, well, yeah, way yeah, before yeah, we. Yeah, absolutely. I was going to ask, can we take, like, other stuff and run it through AI, like our other bits?
I
like
asked
Aether
him what voices
dad.
It has. Oh.
Ryan's,
really
Ryan's
like,
sharpen it up. Remaster it.
Huh? Ryan's over here like, hold on a second.
Ooh. That's not a bad idea. Is there Jack Black? Can we tribute?
Can
Bean finally
do? I can
double
check that right now.
Tribute? Bean's going to be very happy. Bean, if you can come close, it'll help. It'll just assist.
Oh, I can get close.
And
that's
we're still writing the song. We're parodies. We're still singing the parodies. It's just basically fucking auto-tune. It's an audio filter is basically what it is. Everybody uses it. Fucking music.
Jack Black,
fucking
I
everybody
guess.
Take the drugs.
Take the drugs. Fine. Everybody's doing it. You don't want any part of this, do we?
I guess Jack Black is too elusive because he's not on there.
Elusive, this guy. Fucking... Sorry, Bean.
Nice.
You're just gonna have
what
to
about Frank
sound
Ocean?
Like him.
Frank Ocean.
Frank Ocean.
Yeah.
That's actually not a bad.
Frankie Buttons what Ocean.
Well, I know Frank, a Frank. Frank I know Ocean. A Frank Ocean song that I like. I wouldn't
you
know
write
how
a parody to
it. I don't know how to write a parody to it though.
You just gotta count the syllables and replace the words.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah,
but
I'd write one for him to that song if he knows if he tells me what the song is.
Yeah,
we could do something.
Frank Ocean is on here.
Okay.
Oh.
Shit.
It's
just got
I think
real.
It's lost. If not,
is can I ask, is Michael Jackson or Jackson 5? Because I have a...
It's pyramids. It's pyramids.
My back.
Because he just threw out his back.
His back. He just threw out his back.
This one. This one has Majin. He uses. He uses the phrase Majin Buu in it.
His back.
You hear me? You Dragon Ball Z freaks. I said. Wait. I said this one in this song. He uses the term Majin Buu in it.
Ooh.
A few times.
Ooh.
In the chorus.
Cooking.
What song is this?
I think it's Pyramids.
By Franco.
Sure. Yeah.
Frankie Ocean. I'm buttoning here.
Are we playing the bit? Are we doing? Gonna do the?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's roll out. Let's take a bit. Let's. Yeah, hit the bit. We might roll her up a little bit early tonight.
Oh,
today this morning, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to get the emails or do you want to? I think we skip. I think we push emails back for the next.
You
want
to just do business time and then kind of get out of here after that.
Yeah, why don't we roll?
Then
why don't you roll the bit one more time?
Then you'll play my song when you come out of when we go into business time.
Oh yeah. All right. Let's do that. 100%.
Since it's the last one.
Do we like the live aspect?
Yeah.
Okay. Let it be known that I'm going to hate this one way or another.
DM came across the scene. He brought us dice and books for Lee. He killed our hopes, he killed our dreams. He took the game more seriously. We fought him hard, we fought him well. Out of the game, we gave him hell. Too many roles, too much for me. Hard and pain, doing the things to all of his holes. I'm pretty sure that he came. Murder for treasure, bleed of the facts, orcs and taurus, belier attack. Nine winds of hell, treasure on his full life. Roll to
I can't hit these notes.
Nice work in here,
that's
Tyler.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful.
More of the greatest show nobody knows about.
I agree.
Next on the BS Radio Network.
Being a super bad show.
Where'd you get that?
We are rolling out. We're getting ready to get out of here
with
soon.
The diamonds in it.
Thank you, Frank.
Sorry.
Where'd you get that platinum chain with them diamonds in it?
Yeah.
Where'd you get that matching bins with them windows tinted? Who them girls you be with when you
riding through? I ain't got nothing to lose. To pay my dues, breaking the rules, shake fools while I'm taking a cruise.
Woo. Now, who that...
Weed man.
Who that was it?
That's what he said. Who's that weed man?
I thought it was a broad cooking in the...
He said, who's that weed man? Why you smoke so good?
Smoke so good. You a superstar, boy. Why you still up in the hood? Ryan's like, go on.
I'm not going to stop this. Yeah, not at all.
Get up out my face. You couldn't take place. You couldn't... I can't remember the rest.
We could... I got an idea for a bit. I'll talk about it off air. That just gave me a complete
idea. It's crushy-okey.
Anyway, so I do want to get into... No, I won't. I'll save it for next week.
Please, God.
How's that for a tease? I'll
And I'll tell you, and we'll get to, and I'll force other shit, install it out, and then we'll push it to the week after that.
Classic Vegeta Goku fight will be coming down the bed.
Pink matter coming out soon.
So we're doing like the one where they like don't do the turn, they do no transformations, you know, to see what they, with their raw power.
You won't play that. Yes, I will. Yeah. No.
Pull that, like, that fucking blank.
Never.
No!
We can go beyond.
Yeah. okay, business time right. slash I like business time sometimes, but I like maybe we do rollout from I don't hate that song as because we're rolling out, you know, we're rolling out.
I knew I was thinking of that for a whole week for nothing. I mean, not for nothing.
It's perfect. It's good. Good. Yeah.
Well, I think maybe we can. Yeah, no, it's not a bad idea. I was going to say we can make it the always how we always have business time as the last one. We can make rollout the second to last one.
Yeah.
That's the second the very last regular segment before we get into just the boring stuff. You know what
the
I mean?
The boring stuff. Rollout is
no,
the
I definitely
emails
like that.
Maybe and stuff or something. I don't know.
Rollout the
got them emails.
Oh,
yeah.
We play rollout every time we have new merch.
Rollout. Rollout. Rollout.
And engineer Tyler comes in like, introducing the new Chef Boyard dick plushie.
I think we need a
nine. Real dick action.
Nine wins available. Maybe like album cover. Kind of heavy metal style,
like a platinum like album kind of.
Yeah, maybe like a T or
release
like,
it as a single on Spotify.
Yeah,
and all the money goes to some charity.
Yeah.
Yeah, it goes.
God,
to
that
was
would
legendary.
You promote it?
What?
God, that was
would
legendary.
You promote that?
Yeah.
If we release that on Spotify, and I told you to get download, no, you wouldn't. Don't lie to me.
I would.
Tyler would tell every single person he knew to go listen to that right 100%. Now. And he goes, that's me singing.
Definitely no AI at all.
Yeah,
me.
That's me. Well, I'm not going to not say that part. I mean,
that's me. Like,
I made the AI better, but it's whatever. It's not. It's fine. I don't even.
Yeah, Tyler's not going to play people the fill line, but. He's gonna be like, we can do that. I'm just gonna hit the 10-second forward. Just go to the chorus for this.
Yeah,
one.
They don't need that. I didn't write this line. It's just, you know,
yeah, that's not mine. That wasn't mine.
But that's it.
Mine.
I don't
so
care
don't
if it's not mine. It's a fucking perfect line.
It's pretty legendary.
No, the line's a good line.
It's pretty legendary. I'm not gonna lie.
This guy,
Eric Cartman over there. It's pretty
legendary. His first line he admitted was his least favorite line. I can't even not take credit for something I did if he can admit that it was his least favorite. Because
it was the most
I could do,
like,
and I could come
original.
In and do Tyler, my older brother, a favor.
Yeah. You was hoping he was going to say that was his least favorite line, so you can go ahead and fix it though.
Like, yes. No, because it like when you look at the lyrics like side by side, basically it was I shit you not like. A word different in both of those sentences, and it was like there's nothing that I could think that fit here.
And then you
and
brought
then,
in
and,
an assassin,
yeah. And then the Belier came in and he's like, "Hey,
you gotta
he
do
just
it, man.
Called me
Sometimes.
Belier.
That's your name now. I hope you understand.
You understood.
No,
the
sometimes
objective.
Like." The hey, they're legit, Dad. I can't remember the line he had, and it was almost the same situation. I was like, hold on a second, and I gave him that. He's like, oh my fucking god! And I was like, I'm not trying to step. He's like, no, you're not stepping on anything. This is fine.
Yeah, this was
like
almost the exact same situation.
It was like the blood sugar levels, right? You know?
Yeah,
yeah. And it was perfect, and it was funny as hell, and it like got him. It was the one thing that was like, ah, you bitch, man, fuck yeah, I'm Murdoch, man. You know.
Well, like, turn him, he is adult Cartman. That's literally the projection or path Cartman.
Hey guys,
hey guys, it's me, Murdoch. I mean Eric.
Guys,
oh, I love it. Good job, man. Seriously, that was a good job tonight. I love that kind of stuff because it makes all of us tighter anyway for the show. Like some of my favorite moments of on the show are when we do the bits and parodies, especially like if we're all singing them or we're all, you know what I mean? Like the Hey There Legit Dad, where we're all in the studio waving back and forth, singing. You look like John Candy, and now we have nine wins of Elb. Now we have a new intro for
Dungeon Goblins. Yeah, guys, please go check out our D&D show. the Nine Winds of Elb origin story slash one of many adventures.
Well, now, okay, the whole show name now is Ganja and Goblins, colon,
The Nine Winds of Elb.
Boom.
Oh, my God. I think I just peed
D&D
a little bit.
D&D, colon, Ganja and Dungeons and Dragons presents Ganja and Goblins, a Nine Winds of Elb story.
What campaign are you on? The Nine Winds of Elb.
I'll have like a little flag come burn over Frank's the dice with like Nine Winds of Elb like in it, you know, and it's like waving.
Bean and Superbad presents an Engineer Tyler production.
Yeah.
A Dungeons and Dragons inspired
story.
Event.
A Ganja and Goblins tale. The Nine Winds of Elb.
Yeah,
coming.
Yeah,
the Halloween special. Yeah.
The minute, yeah, the minute oh, 46 second song is like featured by like a 45 second intro.
No, I'm telling you, for we should do a bit just that's the trailer, like of us going like of exactly what we just did, where it's like a Bean and Superbad present an Engineer Tyler production, and then just keep just and it's literally 45 seconds of us just getting to the name of the the name of the bit,
and then at the end, like when it's like you guys finally figured out the name. You say it all over once in like instead of like the dramatic pauses.
Well, you say if you want to do the trailer like that, you say it a bunch of times. Like you have that intro that takes forever, mm-hmm. and then you like cut a line from one of the episodes.
Yeah,
that's right. Bean and Superbad's Engineer Tyler's Dungeons and Dragons, Ganja and Goblins, Nine Winds of Elb.
See, I
season
think
two coming soon.
I think we totally do that Ed Sheeran thing.
No, that no, that yeah,
no,
that has to happen.
I'm helping Frank, and I'm doing that. Those are the next,
I think
those are the
every,
next on my list.
Every Tyler parody needs to be almost like a series.
I'm going to have my own cinematic universe.
Like he's coming off the stage,
or
and
my,
we like build
sorry.
It into
it's gonna
a
be
movie. Yeah.
One fire line. That's how the next bit's going to start.
Well, I got two things. I got two things I want you to help me with. That
yeah, like
and
people
something
are clapping.
Else.
Oh. Okay.
Would it be my cinematic music verse?
Your music verse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your CMV?
Yeah. Who's you asking me? No.
The CMVs? The country music?
Oh, shit.
That's VMA.
The country music.
CMAs?
Video.
That's the CMAs.
Oh, it is.
The country music awards, yeah. I think I was combining.
I need it. I need
VMAs
that parody. I need
CMAs.
The Ed Sheeran thing. I need his bits to be like sequential, you know? Yeah. Like, yeah, he's coming
there's,
off stage
yeah.
from
well,
this one, and then.
There's a
definitely
there's
first,
a
first one. That's a funny bit, like, for sure. If we can land, is Ed Sheeran on the AI stuff?
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh,
he is.
Sure he is.
There's no way he
come
isn't.
On. Come on,
I'm double checking.
Ed Sheeran's pretty easy,
that's
especially
what I mean.
With AI.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All
right. There is.
Oh my God, guys, we just leveled up our game with this AI jazz. So.
Yeah. Now we can hit notes we couldn't hit before because.
It's basically it's auto-tune. It's an audio filter. It's fucking
yeah. I'm super excited. Seriously, no, I could not be happier that we have a. I don't care how we get there. I don't care how we get there. As long as we get there.
I don't care how
everybody.
We get there.
It's just the new age. Everybody's doing it. Fuck it.
Yeah, if we use it as a tool. No, hold on. If you use it as a tool and not as over, you know, like just like auto-tune. When people like used it too much for a few
it's
years,
not creating anything for us. It's just yeah.
T-Pain was fine because he was the only one initially that was overdoing
before
it.
Before T-Pain,
and that was okay.
There was Afrika Bambaataa. Them.
Bless you.
Yeah, I didn't sneeze. But the P-Funks and stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
They were using that cord in their mouth and stuff before it was all digital.
And then it got crazy and like everybody
T-Pain
did it.
Perfected it to what it was, and then it went away, and then they were clowning him for it, and then now it's back again in certain different ways and shit, so.
Back again. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's the same kind
it's
of
a tool.
It's the same
it's
thing.
Fine.
Yeah.
It's the
tool,
same thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Tyler's still singing it. It's
right.
Just like.
It's a tool.
You guys were even like. It kind of like hurts the like funny aspect because you're like, oh, fuck.
There's nothing really funny about it.
Well, it's like it sounds good. It's
no,
just like
you wrote
a solid
the intro
bit.
To the song.
Yeah. You like, you fucking, you
it's
created
especially
a
the
theme
first
song
part,
for.
The first, like, was that the Ed Sheeran one you guys were talking about? The first one when it's just, I can visualize him sitting on a bar stool in the dark.
Oh, we're doing that.
Yeah.
We're so doing
yeah.
that.
Strumming
yeah,
a broomstick,
that's
though,
happening.
For some reason.
Yeah, the broomstick.
Yeah.
It's like even just like air guitar would be.
Or he's like leaving work and he was sweeping up and then he sat down and he started singing it with the broomstick in the dark. As it's
the lights
cl-
go off,
yeah,
spotlight
lights go
comes
off,
on. He sits on a stool, picks up the broom over one of the knees and starts fucking Ed Sheeraning.
Yeah.
Engineer Sheeran.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
Yeah, I've got it here. I got it. Yeah.
It's Ed.
Oh yeah,
it's Ed Sheeran.
I can crush those kind of songs. Ed Sheeran,
because he's engineered.
Oh,
Tyler.
Nice. Ed Sheeran.
Stretch it, stretch it, stretch it.
Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran Dick.
No, I don't know.
Sheeran Dick, he said.
Beep.
Not.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I'm doing that. Like, I can kill this even without the AI. This kind of song, this is nothing.
Pieces and the main codes of what you could sell for me.
I thought it'd feel different.
Oh, guys, expect parodies coming soon, I think.
Oh, that's coming. That?
Yeah.
Oh, I can. That's what I'm saying. I can nail this. This is. He thought it'd feel different.
He's going to do it right now. He's going to do it live for you guys.
Yeah, fuck it. Let's do it.
Do it live right now. Right now, do it. Can you AI him live, Tyler? Go on.
No, I wouldn't be able to.
Let's do it. AI him live. Just do it.
Fuck it. We'll do AI live.
Fuck it. We'll do it live. All right. Let's do it.
All right. So check out the whole first season of Ganja and Goblins with the obligatory Halloween special.
Non-canonical, Halloween special. Basically our Werewolf by Night, so if anyone
next
asks,
year we'll put it in color. Yep,
it'll be
in
we
color
should
have
black
year.
And maybe I will black and white it up for like the replay on like a on the VOD, you know.
We'll do it reverse.
That'd
we'll do black
funny.
And white.
That'd be pretty funny.
Next year it'll be color.
That'd be funny.
We have
Halloween
Thanksgiving
Ganja and Goblins in color.
Let's go ahead and put a concrete date on the Thanksgiving thing because
Monday
will make all of us more
that
motivated.
Monday. Let's do that
Monday.
Monday
the 20th.
That week of Thanksgiving. 20th. Let's do Monday. I think that's good for everybody. Like
that gives us
included.
18 days,
and that gives people time days. To watch it before Thanksgiving is actually like over.
Right, and if you miss it, you can watch it on Thanksgiving. It'll be perfect, like something to eat. You know, while you're eating and you're watching it.
Watch us cook, yeah, and make us look like jackasses, yeah. Hey, we don't have to do anything physical, so I'm on board.
Yeah, this will be fun. All right, there you go. Next week we'll get into I got a proposal for a new thing that I want us to start doing. We didn't get into this.
Maybe
week,
we have
okay.
to do like a Thanksgiving pizza.
That don't sound too good.
Well, I think that's what I'm saying. I think with the ingredients,
he's like,
with the ingredients.
No, don't.
I made a Thanksgiving pizza before and it was the greatest.
Oh,
fucking
really?
Thing of all
What'd
time,
you do?
So.
What'd you put on it?
Turkey.
Okay, so instead of a red sauce, I did like a
cranberry
gravy
sauce
for a sauce.
You
right, and then for
you fucker,
I used and I did mashed potatoes I got a bunch of stuff from Der Dutchman. I had their gravy, their mashed potatoes.
That's in a little Mennonite town.
Yeah.
A little Amish thing. Yeah, but I did put vegan turkey, but I also put apple slices on it, like because you know Thanksgiving, and it was. Amazing. It tasted like almost like a shepherd's pie.
So you didn't do like turkey and like mashed but in green
vegan,
beans
vegan
and, like,
turkey mashed potatoes
everything that would work on a pizza.
I did some of that
you
I did
potatoes
turkey,
go on a pizza. Potatoes absolutely.
Oh,
go
that's
on a
amazing
pizza.
It's
little
amazing
potato wedges
pizza,
go on a pizza. Absolutely go on a pizza. Yeah, that checks.
That's what I'm saying. We'll take the ingredients
apples?
And if
yeah you have an apple it's you remember CC's pizza.
Yes.
Do I?
Okay.
Yeah.
You talking about,
yeah.
You talking about apples on a pizza? What do you mean?
I don't remember
oh,
apples
I think,
on a pizza
well,
at CC's.
You never got the dessert
CC's
pizza?
CC's had the apple pie pizza.
Yeah, the apple pie
pizza.
Remember
yeah,
that.
Apple
I don't remember
pizza.
That.
I don't remember that.
That
might
have been before our CC's time.
Even Little Caesars has that. Dessert pizza.
Oh, Tyler. We,
oh,
me and Tyler CC's.
Yeah,
not Little Caesars.
Yeah.
Hungry Howie's. I'm sorry.
Hungry Howie's.
Buffet.
Yeah.
They got that.
I know exactly. What
fuck,
say, yeah.
I'm starving.
Me too. Yeah, me. That's how we will end this thing.
I want CC's like cinnamon bun thing.
CC's is back.
CC's
where?
Back.
Is it? Orlando is the only place.
There's
I've
like
really
marketing. Got. There's commercials everywhere for CC's. All of a
what
sudden
the fuck?
Now.
I ain't seen a CC's anywhere other than
I haven't
Orlando.
Either. I thought they were out of business, but I guess not.
It was like $3.99 for the buffet. That's I don't know what how I'm they saying. Made money.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially
when you're in Orlando iDrive, you can make that money easy.
Showed up.
They don't even have Hungry Howie's in fucking Orlando, I don't think. It's CC's pizza.
Oh, see. I love Hungry Howie's because of the crust, but yeah, CC's had this barbecue pizza that was like ridiculous. You know what I'm talking about, Frank. I would literally get like just a large barbecue pizza to go. Like, fuck the buffet. I'm like taking this shit home. I would watch. This was when I was a fatty.
You fatted up. Yeah. For sure. I know because we stay in the same hotel room sometimes and order the same food. And you get like, in replace of like pizza sauce, you're like buffalo sauce on the fucking pizza. And I'm like, you're a 300-pound man.
And then you take a bite and you're like, oh my God. Like,
I understand.
I got to take some of my food that I used to eat when I was 300 pounds. Can't just throw it all out. Cold turkey.
Like, that I understand everything.
Kept all of his food knowledge.
I lost my train of thought there. But that reminds me, the Papa John's pizza, that in North Carolina this year when we were up there doing the filming stuff, that destroyed me.
Which one?
For like 4 days.
Me and Bean are working the Greensboro.
Didn't I get some of that pizza?
Job. When you came up. You did.
Yeah. Did you eat the pizza? I don't remember.
We got the buffalo one and a regular one.
A filming job, and we decided to get buffalo chicken, buffalo super buffalo pizza the night before, and it's like
non-chicken for me.
Ruined.
Well, see, you guys got up there a day earlier, so that might have been when y'all had that. I don't think I had it when I was up there with y'all.
Maybe.
But me and Ryan did go to the store.
You left a couple days before.
Yeah, y'all stayed one day later, and was up there one day before me too. Yeah. I was only there for the weekend. Y'all went up there Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Dude, the morning before the shoot, I was like, I'm not going to make it, man. I'm like, I'm on the toilet in this public bathroom, and I fucking hate it. And I'm like, I'm like, we got to film in like 10 minutes. I'm like, there's no fucking way. I'm like, there's no way, dude. I'm like, I'm shitting my brains out in this toilet. And it's like, dude, there's no fucking. I'm like, why do we get the fucking Super Buffalo, Mega Buffalo, Ultra Spicy Super Buffalo pizza from fucking some ratty ass Papa John's in the middle of some town we have never fucking been to?
The worst part, Tyler, is, and Frank, he downplayed it. Like, I thought I was like dying. I'm like, I keep like running from the bathroom.
Like, call off the shoot. We're like, going home. Fuck this. We're done.
He's like, you all right? And I'm like, yeah, I'm all right. And he's like, cool. And every time I see him, he's just like leaning on the back of this building. So right now, I'm just now finding out that he was just as bad. Because you were literally, you sold it just like, yeah, I'm a little fine. It's a whatever. I'm fine. I just gotta like, it hurts a little. I'll be fine. And now you're like, yeah, I almost killed myself. I almost hung myself.
God, it was terrible, dude. I know you had it, but like, man.
Oh, it was bad. Because I don't do cheese normally, right? So for that, I cheated and had some cheese, but I will not do meat ever.
Yeah.
But for it was like stuffed crushed cheese.
It wasn't buffalo chicken. Pizza.
Yeah.
The sauce was replaced with like spicy buffalo sauce. Yeah.
So, okay. And there was pineapple.
I would have steered away from it anyway. Because of my stomach, I was steered away from the buffalo.
Yeah, I don't think you ate that one. We got like another pizza, but
I
then
think
we got,
when I got there, we went to the, me and you went to the store. We got Twisted's and then
Twisted's, some Twisted Teas.
I know what we ate.
We got pizza twice.
We got food that one night. You remember that like pulled pork sandwiches?
That was from them.
Yeah, they fed us there. Yeah,
yeah.
We didn't get our food
like Chick-fil-A sandwiches every day.
Yeah.
But then we got food. We went out and got food a couple times. Yeah.
Bean's like, I'm getting pissed. I haven't got my food yet. Where the fuck is my food?
Well, Bean's vegan and still hasn't told the
show
fucking
story.
People.
The only vegan one out there, and everybody else got
food. So we're doing this film shoot, and like they provide food, you know, for what we're doing.
2 days in a row that happened to you.
Oh my God, you have no idea. It's been like 3 jobs in a row.
Pissed,
Frank, and he refuses. So they give us meals. We take filming jobs every so often. They give us meals, and like Bean never tells him that he's like vegan because he's like,
I don't want to cause him like trouble or anything.
And it's like, man, fuck that. But you're not getting like food though. So I'm not complaining because he comes over and goes, here's an extra fucking sandwich, and I go, fucking F yeah. You know, score, right?
Same here.
So two Chick-fil-A sandwiches?
I'm not going to complain. Yeah. So it's like,
Chick-fil-A sandwich
and
in a
it's
walk.
Been so Frank, long now that Bean
Frank
can't
came
tell
over
them,
from like half a mile
yeah.
that, for that chicken sandwich.
To get that
like,
chicken sandwich.
Chicken
yeah, he stole my chicken sandwich. Because
they give you a chicken sandwich and a water. What the heck am I going to do with this? Give me a chicken sandwich and a soda or something.
So Bean, it's been so long and you haven't told them, but... because you can, because you feel like it's too awkward to tell them now, but you can just be like, "Hey, recently I've just switched to
That's true.
I just switched last week to vegan. Why don't you, you know, can you throw me? You know,
I mean,
before I was totally eating the sandwiches, not giving them to the other guy. Totally, not making
totally
you spend money for absolutely no reason.
Take the meat off and just eat the bread and the pickles. Bread and pickles would be all right."
And he still didn't do it. I'm like, just tell him you switched like the over the weekend. They have no idea. What the fuck do they know? Like,
but he had already told them anyway, and that was why he didn't want to. He didn't want to bring
nobody
it back
didn't
up.
Tell them.
I thought he told.
It was okay. So it's a
he
it's a production company.
Yeah.
We won't give names.
No.
It's like
it's
like an LA based production company that we do. Okay. So we have this meeting, and one of the very first things that we do, and they're like, anybody have any food allergies or anything that like that they're allergic to? And I don't, so I don't say anything. But they didn't say, like, does anyone have any aversions to, like, meat or,
and
you
they
know.
Just word
Bean's
it
got
properly.
A negative, a disadvantage on red meat. He's got a negative
if
three.
Can't take it. You got to give him the fucking.
Carnivore.
His cutter can't. His cutter can't take it. Yeah, he needs the veggies.
Ew.
I have a plus five in carnivore.
So, Bean, but there's solutions, though, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I'm just gonna go get a salad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of starving all day, just ask for a salad. Hey, could you pick up a
All right, so that's email us oh my god, we lost track. Where are we gonna wrap this thing up? We have lost our collective
roll out.
Play that again when we're out here. Perfect.
Roll out.
I hope you guys enjoyed the three shows this week.
Can I request, I know, Frank, you want rollout. Can we get Nine Winds of Elb to roll out again? I almost need it one
again?
More time to roll out. Can I get a mashup? Can you mash up rollout and Nine Winds of Elb for
it
me
won't,
real quick?
It won't sound good.
Roll just remix it.
Play one, end it, play the other one. Blend it.
Yeah, fade one
and blend it.
Do the rollout into the opening of Nine Winds of Elb.
yeah.
I'll just cut it all anyway. It'll be fine.
Yeah, none of this is
we'll
in.
Hear any of it.
None of this.
Yeah. I ended the show
30
minutes
ago.
15
minutes
ago.
We stopped recording 45
recording.
Minutes ago.
Yeah. He's like in the kitchen making the pizza he's talking about. Like
I'm on Bluetooth. Yeah, I don't even know.
He's in the car, like it's like I'm not even in the studio anymore. Fucking,
I'm on my way home. Yeah. All right, we'll play.
Are we roll out?
Do you want? Well, which one do you want?
I need Autobots. Roll out.
Transform and roll
does
out.
Does that your AI? Does your AI have a
Optimus?
Optimus, and we do a roll out Transformers parody.
I can
just straight up. If you give me the sound file, I can drop the sound file into it,
and
then
it's itself?
Optimus Prime. It's AI Optimus Prime singing rollout.
Oh, do it.
No, I need the audio file, so that's okay. Where.
It just download it.
I'm
just
not doing
YouTube
that shit right now.
Just type YouTube to MP3, and it's you just post the link, and it's 2 seconds. I'm telling you.
No, I meant
oh
I would
God,
just
be
need
so
the
funny.
Lyrics, because then it's gonna try and do it all.
Oh, you don't need like a audio file.
Like the audio file of just like the singing or like the you know what I mean, like not
the
music.
raw
yes.
Vocals,
okay, lame.
Looking for
boo.
Vocals was the word he was
thank
looking
you.
For
boo engineer Tyler boo engineer Tyler
boo.
Boo
engineer Tyler doesn't know vocals is the word
boo,
for
boo,
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 the big
boo
fat,
engineer
the
Tyler boo
you're the big fat phony
boo engineer Tyler boo.
All right, we're playing Nine Winds of Elb.
Boo Andy Tesberger boo.
Get us out of here, Tyler, quickly. See you guys next week. And you're welcome.
Let it be known that I'm going to hate this one way or another.
A DM came across the scene. He brought us dice and books. vengefully. He killed our hopes, he killed our dreams. He took the game more seriously. We fought him hard, we fought him well. Out of the game, we gave him hell. Too many roles, too much for me. Hard and in pain, doing the things to all of his holes. I'm pretty sure that he came. Murder for treasure, bleed in the backs, hordes and tourists, belier attack. Nine winds of hell, treasure on his full life. Roll to
I can't hit these notes.
Nice.
Do you say we filled glorious. Our holes?
Do it's doing the things Phil's. To all of Phil's holes. I'm oh pretty sure that he came.
That's what I thought he said. Yeah.
You've been listening to The BS Show, starring everyone's favorite high-strung vegan with an anxiety disorder, J. Bean Martin. Straight from the virgin lands of the sparkly savannah, executive producer, super stoner, and male hair model, Ryan
Superbad
Sharp, a.k.a. the Glitter Lion. Wow. Still the coolest guy in the room, even if he doesn't understand watermarks or copyright in general, Frankie Buttons, a.k.a. Cherokee Frank. Like to watch? I bet you do. Twitch.tv BS Show Arcade. Thanks for listening, and until next time, always remember.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
You're welcome.
I agree. Nice work, man. Look at you.
Yeah. That was some tight.
Yeah, the entire time shit. It was playing it, I'm over here like dripping sweat. And I was like,
no, it's fucking awesome. Yeah.
No, I like that. Like, real good job on editing it.
I had to sneak in a line. You got too much reverb, I think, on the front. You're like, I'm pretty sure, you know.
Yeah, that part has a.
You're a little loud. You're a little hot. Yeah.
Frank, I'll look up some Frank Ocean stuff and see what I can throw together for you.
I know that was some hot work.
Yeah, it was nice.
I had to sneak in the line. I had to sneak in the line.
Oh, you have to. I gave you that blood sugar line on the. Legit
yeah, I had to get a fill line. It rhymed. It fit the rhyme scheme.
Yeah, it did.
Well, see, the best part is that you could fully
sure
release that
came.
To YouTube. Like, say you released it to YouTube. You can't be taken for a copyright strike on that.
Nope, not for parodies.
Not for parodies.
It's a parody, yeah.
Because doesn't it have to be like 20%?
Technically a shortened version of the song, too.
Yeah.
So, and you can't even tell, Bean. You couldn't even tell. I blended it together.
Oh, yeah. It's pink matter is what it's called. Bean.
Wait, what
pink
is?
Pink matter.
Majin Buu. Pink matter.
Yeah, it's called pink matter.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's featuring Andre 3000.
Fact check.
I'm fucking listening now.
Uh-oh, Frank, you don't know what you're... You don't know. You don't know.
This is a big swear
Tyler,
by Frank.
Tyler.
He's bringing it, huh. He's
does,
bringing it home.
Does your AI right there.
I mean, I know the
Andre
I know the song.
Andre 3000, everybody hush. Tyler, does your AI
checking,
have Andre 3000 or Outkast? Because if it does, Frank,
It does have Andre 3000.
I'm sorry, bud.
Well, you get both the best words.
I'll sit down.
He's in both. He's in this song, so you wouldn't have to.
I'll sit down with you to sing "Cool Bra" if we can put it through AI.
So it has it, but it only has 27 uses.
This is crap.
For Andre 3000. Andre 3000. Yeah.
That just means nobody uses it. Yeah,
that's true.
This isn't 10 years ago, 15, 20 years ago. Oh, I love
Andre. Did an Iron Maiden parody.
Did you listen to it, Bing? Or clip it?
No, not yet. No, I just because I have the way everything's set. I will listen the second we're done because I'll start working on something seriously.
Me and Tyler, we used to ride in the car with our dad, and he would play Iron Maiden and Run to the Hills was like one of our favorite fucking songs. And this motherfucker wrote a parody to it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to educate yourself in music. That's the next step. And I'm not saying, like, but.
Yeah, Tyler.
That's fair, though.
Are we rolling?
I'm ready.
What song am I playing?
Roll Out.
Play the Frank song.
Roll Out.
Roll out. That's right.
By Ludacris.
Because we're rolling out.
Yeah.
Man, Ludacris only ever made, like.
Lies. Shut up.
All right. Whoa, yeah.
He was about to go off and say, only ever made my ass.
Does he?
Ludacris has
tons of shit.
Oh, wait, no. It's, who the fuck made Wave Your Hands?
What?
Or something like that. I don't remember.
Move, bitch. Get out the way.
No.
Oh. No, he said Wave Your Hands.
It wasn't Ludacris. It's somebody else. I can't think of him.
Oh, we got to get to the bottom of this.
I got to look it up now. Hang on.
We got to get to the bottom of
Just wave your hands.
Just wave your hands.
The Ludacrismas movie?
Ludacrismas. I can't believe that movie's not called Ludacrismas.
Holy shit.
It's right there. It's fucking, it's right there. A very Ludacrismas Christmas.
Have a holly jolly
Ludacris Christmas. you got to throw some
holly jolly Lucy Christmas.
Oh, never mind. I was thinking of No Hands by
Lucy Christmas.
No, there's a new is it Disney Plus or Disney? It's a Disney movie with Ludacris, and it's like a Santa Claus movie.
But it's not. I don't know what it's called. It's not called Ludacris Christmas.
No, it's not called Ludacris. No.
Kris Kringle.
No, the
Ludacris Kringle.
Ludacris Kringle.
Nice.
The song I was thinking of was No Hands by Waka Flocka Flame.
That's definitely not Ludacris.
No, it's definitely
Flocka
not.
Lame.
Nice.
Bro, he only ever made like two good fucking songs.
Who? Waka Flocka?
Yeah.
Waka yeah, Flocka I mean, lame. He doesn't even rap anymore. He retired.
I know he did. He retired for a good reason.
No, he retired because he retired because
I was gonna say here. You're gonna say
he retired so because the industry is bullshit. That's why he retired. He still performs those songs. No, because the industry is BS. He, you know,
making the shirt Waka Flocka Lame. We're That's coming true. It out. We're doing it. We're making 13-year-old references and trying to sell them. Why is no one buying our shit?
Being I was gonna bad. Say, are you gonna build a time machine to go with the
Yeah, 2000. I don't know. Called. They want their bit back.
Yeah, the Black Eyed Peas is 2000 and late over here.
Wow. More dated references after this. Being in Superbad.
More outdated references?
It's super outdated. Black IP, I said 2000 and late.
Oh, yeah.
Dated, outdated.
Oh, Fergie shit.
Ferg.
All right, here we go.
Can we get
she
some Black IPs? Fergalicious.
Now she's something.
She's hot, hot.
We're playing Roll Out.
I need Boom Boom Pow.
Fuck you.
Boom Boom Boom.
Gonna get that.
Boom Boom Boom.
Gonna get that.
What was the. I need I Got a Feeling.
Boom. I Got a Feeling.
Yo, where the fuck is our. Where the fuck is the Crushwell karaoke?
Crushwell karaoke.
That's not a bad name for a segment. We used to have Mayo karaoke.
Won't be doing that.
Oh, mayonnaise.
Mayo-oki.
That was because Mayo Mayo-oki. On the show. We'd make him sing, and he was... Okay. He sounded just like Little Nicky when he talked quietly.
Hey,
like,
guys.
Really? He's the good. Yeah.
Hey, just in case you guys are wondering, it's not Ludacrismas. It's called Dashing Through the Snow.
Kind of spin on, hasn't it?
Yeah. It's Dashing Through the Snow, starring Ludacris.
That's a terrible
that's
name.
New or Ludacrismas.
Why would you not just call it Ludacrismas?
Ludacrismas, and he's Ludacris Kringle, and we're all...
Ludacris Kringle.
We're all square.
What if he pitched that, and they said, absolutely not?
Your name's in it too much, sir.
He's like, it's a Ludacrismas Christmas, and I'm Ludacris Kringle. They're like,
we're thinking,
we're calling an ambulance now.
Heavy vertation. What's the name of the movie again?
Mr. Luda, we're taking you to the Dashing Through the Snow.
That's an old movie, though.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It's not that.
It might be a remake. Dashing Through the
Snow. Sounds
it's
so
got
familiar.
Little Rel. How?
Oh, Little Rel. Little Rel's funny. Yeah, he's Lil funny. Rel,
yeah, he's Santa.
So you think Kathleen Kennedy sat him down and he,
yeah,
she's
Kathleen
like,
Kennedy.
So we're gonna call it.
Pretty chicken, eh?
I was thinking
Lil' Rel was in that one movie with
Make a Day.
What was the movie?
Make a Name.
The guy that's on Cartoon Network that's always, what's his name? The one that's always breaking shit on his stage and stuff. The black guy.
Oh, Eric Andre.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That one, what was the movie? Let's Ride or Take a Ride? Or
I was thinking
like
of a cartoon when he said
was
Cartoon
he in a
Network.
Christmas
movie?
That's
what I heard,
no,
too.
Eric Andre and Lil' Rel was in that movie with Tiffany Haddish, and they were trying to get it. Was they stole her car?
Bad trip.
Bad trip. Yes.
I don't know. I've never watched it. It sounds like a.
Yeah, it was pretty. You never watched
Button's
that?
Exclusive review.
I've never seen it.
Oh,
it's got a solid cast.
We'll call him,
I like
we'll
Tiffany
call
Haddish
burr.
Now. So. Yeah.
Tiffany Haddish, Eric Andre, Lil' Rel, and it's like a prank. It's like everything is like prank style. You know, like how Jackass do those live like pranks on people when they don't really know
oh,
what's
is,
going on.
It is
so
a
the
Jackass.
Whole, the
oh,
whole
I
movie
fucking,
is like that.
I remember. This is his movie. This is like Eric Andre's movie.
I remember
when this is coming out. I remember.
Eric Andre is awesome.
You just Google it. He's in the Jackass 3.0 or 2.0 also.
Really?
Yeah. The newest Jackass or whatever. I think it's.
Oh, no, the new one? Yeah. I think
oh,
it's
is it on
5,
Netflix?
I think.
It was on
or
Netflix.
4?
Is it 3.0? 2.0? Some shit like that? Jackass 2.0?
It's like 4, I think.
All right. Can
4
we,
or 5? I don't know. There's so damn many of them. Anyway, all right.
All right.
Here
we go.
Let's play Roll. Yeah.